Then call your mom. Verizon Wireless. Join in. New one-year service commitment required. Additional service charges, $25 sign-up fee, early disconnection fee, and certain restrictions apply.
Everyone wants the best, the ultimate this, the latest that. I want it, you want it. It's just too bad some people go to the wrong place to get it. Like with home theater. Do the right thing and go to Paradigm. They'll say what they win.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know that the happiest time of my day is introducing the next gentleman, but
yeah,
would you indulge me for just a second? Can we hear Gip talking about suicide again?
Please
one more time.
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in the abutment on the side.
Okay, thank you. Now, the second biggest highlight of my day. Introducing FedEx Field Stadium announcer Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
It's funny you should mention Phil, because he had a question for you.
What was the question?
Well, I saw him at the Three Tenors, and he wonders if you're lonesome tonight.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Heatstroke, and all the ships at sea. Back after driving their little Mercedes convertible into the abutment,
yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And then you wake up and you wonder, is it going to be a good day?
Is this going to be a good day?
I don't think so.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. Listen, hello, it's Monday, May 8th, year 2000. Telephone number, same as it was last time, 877-365-3636. I am so glad to be here.
Yes.
I'm so glad, not because of the weekend, although that certainly plays into this,
right?
But how many of you now can relate to this? It's the first weekend of the year that the temperature was between 95 and 100.
Yeah, it was a steamy weekend.
We went to turn our air conditioning on, and it's broken.
Oh.
I don't mean that there's a little cool air coming out mixed with the warm air. I mean, it's 100% busted.
Do you think maybe you're a air conditioning bad luck omen? Because, I mean, you know, it barely works in this building.
No, I know lots of people who this weekend went to crank their AC
and
on.
It was gone.
And it was gone. I know that Broyhill's is gone, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And I had the guy come out today. And, of course, because that must be what it's like when they sell you a house. They sell you a house, so they say, you know what? Within 8 to 10 years, everything that can go wrong in a house is going to go wrong. It is going to go wrong all at once.
Yep, all machinery will start to break up.
Because as you know, the roof is falling off my house. The guy came out today, the air conditioning guy. He jumped up in the attic up there, called me up there with him, and said, look at this. See this?
That's the music they play, too.
This means you need a brand new air conditioner.
Oh, man.
Can't just,
so the whole thing is just toast.
Yeah, can't just jerry-rig it, can't just put a new cord in or a new tube in or whatever the hell they use. Need the entire Magilla.
Did you have that guy with the cap and the overalls and the, you know, that Lennox, that guy.
Right. No, not that guy, not Dave Lennox.
Dave Lennox wasn't, yeah, Dave Lennox.
I had a guy, though, who was obviously working all weekend.
Yeah.
The guy
this is their time of year. I mean, when this happens, especially when it's unexpected like it was, you know, with this early season heat wave.
The guy had made calls all weekend long, and this was the first call of the day this morning at about 8:30 at our house, and he came out, and frankly, he didn't seem particularly upset that it was 100 degrees in our house.
No, he's probably seen a lot of that.
And that there was nothing he could do about it.
Ooh.
Seemed rather resigned to the fact, saying, well, you're going to need a new air conditioner. I think we can come out on, how's Thursday? And I said, Thursday? Well, could you do it any faster? And he said, no. Thursday. So I said, Thursday it will be.
Well, welcome to the, you know, the population explosion that is our area where everybody, you know, needs services at the same time. That's just the way it works. That's why guys have that attitude.
And then, like all guys, and the guy really didn't have an attitude. It's just there was no empathy at all. Yeah, you know, he'd been doing it for the last 2 days.
Sure.
And I'm sure he's pissed at people being pissed that the air conditioning doesn't work.
I think that, you know, with air conditioning guys, I think that's anywhere in the country. I think that they're not a lot of them. And then when they, you know, when everybody's goes goes on the fritz at the same time, you get those guys coming out.
So I get the bad news from him, and he sits down and he gives me the estimate on what the new thing's going to cost. He says it'll be out Thursday, and it's an all-day job. And I say, fine, I sign the paper. And then he says, can I use your phone for a second? Lots of times guys ask to use the phone mm-hmm. before they leave so they can get the information about the next call.
Right. Did you say you can use it Thursday?
No. You know what? I should have thought. Because it's at that point that the guy sat down and then proceeded, I guess, to return every telephone call he's received
right.
over the last month. The guy sat on the steps in our house for 20 minutes on the telephone.
Well, I guess he's not using his own cell phone if he's got one, and, you know, he's using your phone so he doesn't have to go through all those charges.
I think so, and also because he knew that as soon as he left our house, he was immediately en route to another house
mm-hmm.
where someone else is going to be just as pissed as we are that the air conditioning is broken.
Sure. Well, you're probably fortunate that I believe the temperatures are going to regulate this week.
Yeah,
right?
Moderate a little into the 80s, upper 80s.
Into the 80s, that's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. Upper 80s, which means your house will still be 100 degrees.
It is, and it is, and it is 100 degrees in our house. We slept in the basement last night in sleeping bags.
You know it's bad when you have to go all the way down to, you know, to where the worms live.
too friggin' hot. So anyway, listen, hello. I want to tell you about the weekend. Do have some weekend stuff to get to. We have a slightly truncated week this week. We won't be here Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, because we're working on a four-day week this week, we've got to fit in into this week of episodes. We have diamond earrings to give away for Mother's Day. I think we'll do that Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday, we're having our biggest ever strip trivia when we're giving away as the grand prize a vacation to Japan.
Wow.
So we've got to set that up this week. It'll be a very busy week.
Very exciting.
And tonight, I'd like to point out if you have approximately 18, 19, 20 seconds tonight, turn on the CBS station in your area to see Mike and I on King of Queens.
Do you know, I just heard you say, that's the first time I've thought about it when I heard you saying it, and I'll tell you right
Somebody
now.
Somebody called last week and told us that it was going to be on.
Because you're as into it as I am, I'll tell you right now, the first go-round, this was like a national holiday. I had people, I'm calling people all over the place to say, watch King of Queens. This time around, the magic is gone. I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I am too.
I'm embarrassed this time, the fact that we're only going to be on. And I think we should have a contest to actually tape King of Queens tonight and see how long we are actually visible on the set of King of Queens when Doug and Carrie, Kevin and Leah, go into this restaurant that Kevin discovers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to bet that our total face time will be less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't see any way that we could get any serious FaceTime. And you know, and you're certainly going to get more FaceTime than I. My back was to it, and then I finally had to, like, turn around like somebody who's sitting the wrong way at a dinner table. But we were both shoved off to the side, and it was just, we got screwed, let's be honest.
Yeah, y'all heard the story about that originally they had us off camera, and we got up and walked off the set.
That's right.
Like the prima donnas that we are.
It was fun, though.
We had a fight with the Pete Townsend-looking director, and we were mad at Leah for a while. I'm mad at Kevin for a while. So tonight the episode airs.
Sad thing was, walking off the set was the most fun we had all day. That is the truth, I swear to God. It was just so much fun to finally say to those people, oh, to hell with you.
And you know, you really be able to gauge our acting ability because we were still pissed when they filmed the episode.
Right.
And Mike and I think they did like maybe 7 or 8 takes of the scene.
They did.
We are supposed to be engaged in frivolity. We're two buddies going out to eat at a Italian restaurant.
Fortunately, there was a guy, right? Wasn't there a guy that was coming in?
The
like
guy
this,
who was the maitre d'.
Maitre d', who was saying funny stuff, and he lightened the mood a little bit.
Good.
But it still was, you know, here we are. We felt 10 times more in the way, 10 times more. We shouldn't have been there in the first place.
World's biggest schmuck.
You'll have to be the judge about if there is any FaceTime.
Yeah, we don't know.
Who knows, you know? And certainly, you know, Kevin and Leah haven't been knocking the door down since went out there.
We did have her on last week.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God we had the deep fryer that day.
That's right.
It would have maybe been the most boring conversation we've had with her.
And Kevin, you know, Kevin right now, you could say, Kevin, how are Don and Mike doing? He'd say,
who?
He has no idea.
Who are Don and Mike?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, we knew it would happen.
We do. So tonight you'll see. You'll see what it's all about, and it ain't about much, that's for sure.
Tonight it's the wake. the wake for our friendship with Kevin James and Leah Remedy. Tonight you'll see it on CBS.
We'll just have to see that if somewhere down the road there isn't another, you know, aspiring television show that we can't fuse ourselves to, like,
well, I thought
you know,
it
like
would
a
be,
leech.
I thought it would be Titus, but to be honest with you, That show Titus is so unfunny.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of episodes in advance when they sent by the video cassette, and since I saw this, I sat down and tried to watch the show on TV.
It's not funny.
It's unwatchable.
It's really not funny.
Very weird.
Did you see Malcolm in the Middle last night?
No, I did not.
Which is a show which does crack me up.
That is a funny show.
Here's a question for you trivia guys and gals out there. The episode was centered around Larry Michaels' BattleBots.
Yes.
Really? In which Malcolm and his nerd friends are watching the TV show BattleBots. Remember when Larry came by with the demo for that thing?
Right.
And they want to build a BattleBot. They want to build a robot to get on this TV show. And Malcolm's dad ends up taking the project over. The question I have is, when Malcolm in the Middle and his little nerd friends are watching BattleBots on TV, is that Larry's voice?
Okay.
Ooh. Is that Larry Michael's voice in the background?
You who work on the Redskins pregame show with Larry Michael were not able to identify?
I couldn't tell. You know, Bart said to me, Dad, that's Larry. Mm-hmm. But then again, all those guys who like Larry.
Was it coming out of the TV on the show?
Yeah.
It's like, well, BattleBots, there they are.
And it's hard to tell because Larry's got one of those deliveries. You know, where it's like this, everything is like this. And there's lots of guys who have deliveries like that.
I'd say as far as sports broadcasters, you do get a lot of deliveries similar to... I always thought Larry kind of had it in his... was in his own area, though, because he tweaked it up almost a little bit more. But that's not true.
But that's the way Larry talks all the time.
Hi, Don.
When you talk to Larry...
BattleBots, Don.
I mean, you just talk... I talked to him during the week, so, Don, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You're going to New York sounding good.
What a great guy he is.
You still bang your light bulbs, I do.
So anyway, was that Larry last night?
Larry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
We'll start... We'll pepper the broadcast with your telephone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks. If you're on that show tonight, King of Queens, for 30 seconds, all you need to do is watch the commercial because you're in the commercial for about 30 seconds. I just saw it 15 minutes ago.
In the commercial?
You're in the commercial in the background. You're on in two different scenes, both of you in the background.
Oh, we were only on. We only did one scene on that show.
The promo?
It's two different angles that we see both of you in the background in the commercial. I just saw it.
Makes really? Sense.
I had never seen you until last week.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on, because I suspect everyone. What are we in? What's going on?
Sitting at a table behind the main actor. The camera is above his shoulder, and you're in the background.
That's very true.
I didn't know what either of you looked like until last week when I saw you in Columbia.
That would be true, because Kevin is facing Leah, and we are over Kevin's shoulder.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The commercial's on right now for tonight's show.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay, thanks. It's a great radio show. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. You know, I was seriously waiting for me. You look like that actor in Goodfellas, Joe.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you're already aware of this, that Kathy Lee is coming to Rockville on Wednesday.
Oh.
Quiet. I wasn't supposed to say anything.
We know.
Oh, I figured you guys did.
We have a plan.
Oh, good. You guys have made me really hate her.
And here's our plan. Gee, I hope nobody steals this. We're going to send somebody down with a bag of live mice. You know, that is a true story.
Yes, remember somebody did that, right?
The guy called us on Friday and said that some guy showed up, I think, at Paramus, New Jersey.
With a bag of live mice.
Great picture in the New York Post this morning of Kathy Lee jumping back from the table and shrieking.
Live mice!
And you can see the little white mice on the table there in front of her.
Fantastic.
Live mice.
We have something planned.
Good.
But
I can't.
Because if we talk about it,
okay,
they'll be hip to what's happening.
I won't say nothing.
So
thank you.
Thank you.
I know it'll be great.
You have trouble whispering, don't you, ma'am?
Quiet. Thank you.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a woman who is so loud.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this is Sam from Sacramento. And our Kings got our aces whipped on Friday night.
Well, I do announce that the Sacramento Kings can suck my ass.
Did you stay up and watch it all?
Yes, I did.
Man, I was exhausted the next day.
Liar.
Was that Sunday morning?
It was Friday night, Mike.
Friday night. Friday night was the Kings game.
We are now officially throwing our support behind either the Portland Trail Blazers or the New York Knicks, as being as the Knicks...
Knicks all the way. Well, New York Knicks. Go New York Knicks. Go Knickerbockers.
They lost yesterday, so we should go behind Portland, you know, since we're on in Portland. We back the winners on this show.
I will always love the Kings. I will always have a soft spot, in my heart for the Kings.
This man is lying.
Can I ask Mike a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I could save you 3 or 5 strokes on your next golf game.
Is this some kind of joke?
Skip the last hole.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Actually, you guys are on that promo. I've seen it several times. So you're making the airwaves about every day, about every 20 minutes.
You know, seriously, just after that last call, I got to tell you, you know how pathetic I am.
How?
Do you know what I was listening? I have to confess to this. You know what I'm listening to on the way in today?
What?
I'm listening to a self-improvement putting tape.
No.
With a sports psychologist.
No.
A guy that's going, and here's the way. You have to be confident. You have to, and you know, everything he's saying, the core of his entire sermon about golf and putting is like everything I do. It's like everything that you're not supposed to do is
what
I
do.
It's all about attitude. It's about having, are you ready for this? Having a positive attitude on the golf course.
Forget that.
Really. I mean, talk about that, not being able to ever do that.
Is this going to be a good day?
That's me.
I don't think so.
That's me on the golf course right there.
Right.
Take it back slowly. Think positive thoughts. The thing, it's all this common sense crap, too, where it's right. Like, you should think about getting the ball to the hole. Get the ball to the... Yeah, well, no S. Like, I'm not thinking about that all the time anyway.
Well, all that stuff is crap. You ever... hear one of those books on tape, like, what is it, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People or something?
I've seen that.
And I've heard that tape before. My mother-in-law had that tape, and she gave it to me once, and I got in the car, and I put it in. And it's all basic stuff like, work hard. Take notes. Take copious notes. Prepare for a meeting.
Right.
Bill Gates prepares for every meeting he goes to. Donald Trump never forgets a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, you're right. It's obvious crap like that.
Absolutely.
The only of those self-improvement tapes that I ever bought into, and I'll tell you why I did, was when I got that Horse Tooth Guy's tapes about 5 years ago.
Tony Robbins.
Anthony Robbins.
May I just say, on behalf of all of us, it was a very difficult period for all of us.
But the only thing that I bought into with those tapes was that they had tapes that had subliminal messages.
Right.
Where you just listened to either light rock or cool jazz music, and you couldn't hear the subliminal messages.
I'll tell you, during that period of time, and I didn't tell you, you can look back and laugh now, but that there were days where you would say constant and never-ending improvement, and I was ready to jump across the console.
Can I?
And can I? I was...
constant and never-ending improvement.
And the day that you came back from the seminar, and you had done a 360-degree turn, was one of the happiest days in my career.
Well, I drove all the way to Baltimore to see this jackass Tony Robbins, and I get up there, and I'm expecting some goddamn breakthrough,
right?
Because, I mean, I think even with all my faults, I'm a very organized person, which
right.
is one of the things that he tries to teach you, to be organized. And, well, I'm a step ahead here, and I was using this, like, as an impetus to, you know, to get off my ass and lose some weight, which I was able to do, no thanks to Tony Robbins, incidentally. Mm-hmm. I get up there, pay my $200, I go inside the Baltimore Arena, I sit down with some of the most hideous outcasts that society has to offer.
Right.
The biggest bunch of losers you ever seen before. And what it was disco music. And Tony Robbins standing up on stage with one of those Madonna-like wireless microphones.
Yeah, sure, he's a motivational speaker.
And getting everybody to stand up and clap their hands to shake your booty. Like, I was sitting there, I swear to God.
You were crushed at that moment.
I'm sitting there going... Am I the only person that sees through this?
Right.
Am I the only... But no, I was surrounded by 2,000 other people.
And you were... I mean, you went into that. This was the eye-opening experience, because when you went into that, you were big time into it.
They were going to give me a big one-on-one with Mr. Horse Tooth.
Right. Absolutely.
And I walked out of the thing. I said, this is crap. I don't want to wait another 2 hours to meet this guy. Please, he's a flim-flam artist of the highest regard. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
All that self-help stuff is crap.
You know, most of it is. I think, you know, who knows? There might be somewhere that's good. But the thing that makes me laugh the most about it is that's what it is. It's common sense stuff. It's
obvious.
Stuff you have been told your entire life, but they repackage it and put it into... And it makes me... This tape is almost making me laugh because it's so much common sense. Like, okay, the first thing you have to do in the morning is get out of bed and listen to this. Did you hear what that is? That's taking a good deep breath of air. You know, and right away you're just going, oh, shut up!
Oh, the crap.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Right, you got it right. Here's Frank Gifford's motivational tape right there. This is what you do. Put this in your tape recorder when you get up every morning.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so. I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Great motivation, Gif.
That's a great motivation for all men out there. Just don't ever let it get that far.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Just waking up next to her, all scared and everything, looking at her. How's she feel today?
How's she feel today?
I'm an old man.
Hey, listen, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, what did you want? I'm sorry, we got off on something.
I'm used to it. Hey, when you went to the to do your scene with on the TV show, do you have to eat a lot of food when you do that? I mean, if you're doing like six takes, are you sitting there and eating?
Well, you know, it's the second show we've done. It's the second time we've been in a food-related scene. And the first time, we were such idiots.
We were mooks. We ate the food and we drank non-alcoholic beer.
Thinking it was real beer. Total. We were morons.
So, no, we didn't touch the food. Although, I think the food was real food. I think all we did was just move it around on our plate.
Yeah,
right?
They give you real food, but they spray it with a preservative so it still looks good on camera, and you're not supposed to eat it. And the first time we went out there, they had onion rings, and we're chowing down on these onion rings, and one of the other extras says, did you guys eat that?
They're like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
They were good.
Yeah, they put, like, paint on it or something like that.
And we were drinking, like, O'Doul's beer.
Just thinking we were getting all buzzed.
And after, like, five takes, I said to Mike, God damn, I don't drink a lot of beer, but I'll tell you something. I think I'm getting bombed.
It was not alcohol.
And then we walked off the set and we said to some guy, we said to one of the stagehands, as a matter of fact, hey, thanks for giving us the real beer. It really helped us out. And he held up like this big thing of O'Doul. Nobody drinks on stage.
Not at all.
It's all fake. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I used to work in heating and air conditioning for about 6 months, and I'm telling you, it's worth your time and money to get a second opinion. Find yourself a reputable dealer.
I have all the faith in the world of the guys that came out today. They've been out to fix this for the last 5 years. They've been nice enough to jerry-rig it the last 5 years. Today was not a...
So this is the first time they've ever said, hey, you just have to go ahead and get it.
Today was not a surprise when he said, you need to get a new air conditioner. Because the last time they came out, they said, listen, we're going to, you know, patch it together, and maybe it'll hold for a couple of more years. I'm just pissed because it's 100 degrees in my house, and we're sleeping in the basement.
I hear you.
With sleeping bags.
You know, this company that I work for, if they came to an address and people looked like they had the least little bit of money, it was new air conditioner time. And they take the old units, clean them up, resell them.
All right, well, thank you, David Horowitz, but I don't think that's what was happening here.
All righty.
Thank you, though.
All right, goodbye.
We took our hidden cameras to the Don Geronimo residence. What they found out might surprise you. Upstairs was a perfectly functioning air conditioning unit. Don had not thrown the switch to cool. It was perfectly okay, but the result was a brand new air conditioning unit. I say that because I've done that before.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was not Larry Michaels. This is Larry Michaels' son, George. I know all his work. That was not Larry Michaels.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I enjoy your show. Calling from Alaska. You guys recently got picked up here.
Right.
And you guys are funny.
What's the temperature in Alaska today?
It says right here, 52 degrees.
52.
I'm 52. Driving out to Big Lake, so yeah.
Christ, I wish it was 52 here. It's about 102 here, I swear to God.
That's too damn hot.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, have a good day.
Thank you.
See
you. It's too damn hot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I thought of a present to give Kathy Lee that she won't forget. We did it in high school, and it worked out great.
All right, now listen, before everybody, you know what, I'm just going to have to put the kibosh on this, because what's going to happen is, the more we talk about it, the more that someone will get to Kathy Lee's publicist, and then they will be on the lookout for some shenanigans from us.
Right.
So let's.
But this is discreet, though. You can.
No. Listen, do you understand what I'm saying? Please.
Talking about it on the radio, this is bad karma. It's bad karma to do this.
Let's just stop talking about it. Just please leave the driving to us.
Okay.
We know she's coming. We're ready.
Okay. Can I tell you what it was?
No.
Use some self-discipline.
Take care.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Okay. Come on, please.
I'm sure we've already blown. I'm sure they're already going to be looking for us, which is why. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a step ahead of them.
You have an extra sneaky plan.
Very good.
They'll never figure out.
That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
2 years ago, this happened to me with the air conditioner going south, and I went down to Price Club and for $180 got a window unit that paid for itself many times over in the 3 days it took for them to get out.
Well, you know, and let me tell you something, though. You know, I think what you ought to do is you just got to get window units for every window in your house.
Well, I know
the other homeowners might be a little concerned in your neighborhood, but go ahead and just put them all in the window.
We don't have windows like that, though. We have the windows that you crank this thing and the windows kind of fold out.
At a rental company, they also have these wheeled units that they use for emergencies in, like, computer rooms and whatever.
This is an emergency.
Hey, sure. That's an idea. You could just wheel it in.
Wheel it in. Keep wheeling it in.
Put an 8-inch circular plastic circular duct in one of your windows, you know, so that you can exhaust out the air.
Sorry, you lost me. Too much work. I'd rather sleep in the basement until they get it fixed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
Quick question for you, man. You ever thought about putting Rob A. on the Millionaire Show? I mean, he's a head full of useless knowledge.
I bet, seriously, he
could probably excel in that.
You would be better at Millionaire than you would have been at that TV thing. I think you'd be better at
When he went on the TV Land show?
It's hard because Millionaire uses a lot of geography questions, and I'm weak on geography. And also, that figures a lot in the fastest finger.
I'm going to tell you what's going to drive that show down the friggin' crapper.
What?
I turned on the Millionaire show last night, okay? Because the X-Files, I'm sorry, Buzz.
Yeah, no.
You know, you lose me. Not only was Kathy Griffin a guest star,
but she
was playing her twin.
Mm-hmm.
So there was two Kathy Griffins on the X-Files.
Yeah, both of you guys missing the excitement that was Jason and the Argonauts. You haven't lived to see until you see Dennis Hopper in that Donna Summer wig he was wearing last night.
We turn on the Millionaire show, and the girl is like to maybe, I don't know, the $1,000 question.
Right.
And the question is, what science fiction movie had the slogan, "In space, no one can hear you scream"? And the options were 2001, Alien, Star Wars, and some other stupid movie. She took, and I am not exaggerating, 10 minutes sitting there. And you know that was edited down from the actual time that she took. Where she's sitting there, and she goes, And Regis is trying to work her along, saying, what's your thought process? Sometimes it helps people to think things out. And she just went, Then he said, now this was not an actual line from the movie. This was a slogan used to promote the movie. And they had, I don't care how much dramatic music they have in the background. Rob, where's our dramatic Millionaire music? Yeah. After a while.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're just looking at this dumb bitch on television and just like, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows it's Alien, but even if you don't know,
right,
just make a guess or use a lifeline.
And they edit. I mean, so you realize that she might have taken double the amount of time.
Right, and she refused to use a lifeline.
It's ridiculous.
So the whole time, it's just this. It's this unattractive woman who's sitting there and just staring at the screen, not saying anything.
Just paralyzed with fear of giving the wrong answer.
And she's looking at it. She's looking at the screen.
I know it's tough. You're early in the round. You've got 3 lifelines left.
You've got 3 lifelines left! I just don't know. My gut is telling me, well, let me see. I know this Forbidden Planet was out in the 50s,
right?
You know, my gut is, 2001.
Do you know what my gut is telling me?
What, Regis?
God, you cute. Would you like to ride in the elevator with me?
Come on. It was just the biggest load of crap.
Yeah, and that's where it's just tedious, and you feel as though, since everybody now, most of us, are experts on that show, you feel as though it's just this enormous waste of time. It's this enormous lack of a payoff.
Especially since you know that it's edited.
Right.
Since you know that if they wanted to,
right,
they could have cut it down to 30 seconds of waiting just to move the show along.
Yeah, it's all about money and everything else.
Instead,
you know,
you're just sitting there for an entire break watching this woman scratch her chin and then look down at her nails.
She's a very nervous woman.
Yeah, and it was like it was a $1,000 question.
Right.
It was not one of the big ones. Oh, it pissed me off, but I didn't turn it off until she answered the question.
But you're still predicting that show by
the year 2001, by January 1.
We'll be off the air.
Off the air.
completely.
America will grow tired of that show.
Right.
I really think they will.
The only thing, you know, it might, in late fall, if Regis has another one of those health scares, it might bump up the numbers a little bit.
Hello, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, great.
Hey, I have a quick observation. I wonder if you can see what's happening to you.
Yes.
Last Wednesday, when Rita called the show, man, she's worse than the FCC.
Rita?
Yeah.
Who's Rita?
Who is Rita?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don's wife.
Rita.
Rita, yeah.
We have another expert on the show here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Sorry about that. Man, she's worse than the alcohol control board. She stopped you dead in your tracks.
On what?
Wednesday, when she called up and you were...
trying to think of this guy. You know who this guy sounds like?
Oh.
Just remember to... sounds like Jim Gray.
Jim Gray?
It just sounds like the alcohol control board.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Come on,
little needle. It's Needle the Weasel.
Needle's the Weasel here.
Do you wake up in the morning and ask yourself, is this going to be a good show day?
Yeah, yes, I do, but what does that have to do with anything?
Then she calls you up. I mean, what happened? You lost your cojones. I mean, you just...
I have not lost my cojones, you piece of garbage.
What?
What?
You let her stop you.
Okay, let me tell you so. Okay, now I'm going to explain the inner workings of the show again.
I think you're being too nice to him because he did not even know her name.
For the dumbasses like this guy. When my wife, Rita, as you named her.
Rita.
When Rita calls in, if in fact I'm ready to end something on the radio, a lot of times Rita calls in to give me an out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? She is my wife. She is my life partner.
I understand.
If I think that she is wrong,
Rita,
I tell Rita to go scratch and buzz off. Sometimes
near the end of your show, it was
no.
Great.
See, it's subjective. We've been doing one thing for like 45 minutes.
Oh, but it just seemed like she just snapped you off right there.
Hmm. Snapped you off?
Yep.
Like
cut you off.
Like snapping off a turd. Okay, I'm going to run this by you one more time. For those of you who are really...
Now, wait a minute. Sir, do you care about the answer here, or are you simply calling to be Weasel the Needle?
No.
I mean, really, because I think you owe it to, if he's going to take the time to answer this question, you could at least listen to it.
Okay, I'll take the time to...
Without that
first
little...
First off, let me ask you, do you think that everything you hear on this show in relation to me and my life is 100% accurate?
Pretty close.
Okay, that's your first mistake.
I trust you as a...
That's your first... All right, that's your first mistake. I'm doing a goddamn radio show! You piece of garbage.
Good.
Okay?
It's very good, but when she cuts you off like that, we're just hanging.
Don't you find it entertaining when she does that?
A few times.
Do you think that... Oh, no, not a few times. See, that's not fair.
But
you like that part of the show. That's why you're calling about it.
When you talk about your life and you talk about your relationship with her, yeah.
But yes.
She calls up and says, oh, that's enough. You've had enough fun.
You know, maybe... I think I understand what we're getting at here. It always gets... You have to get back to the other individual, you see.
Same thing to Frank.
Well, what about your situation? Obviously, there is a reason why you are frustrated. Is it a failed romance, a failed marriage? What is it?
No,
what
my
is why?
Great. I have a lovely wife. That,
no.
Five kids.
If it's great,
how many are yours?
Be so upset about it.
I'm not upset. It was just a quick observation.
You
and your wife and Kathy Lee and Frank.
And what could that possible observation be?
That Kathy Lee has got the same control that your wife has over you.
Oh, that is...
You really think so?
That is...
I wonder if you drive your Audi, or excuse me, what your Volvo, and wonder
my
if
Audi.
You could drive it into a embankment.
But I'll tell you, whenever we get somebody who calls like you, I'm observing this, and it always does get back. Now, are there situations in your marriage...
There's something wrong with this guy's marriage.
Could it be a dominating mother? There's got to be some woman in your life where you have to toe the line. Tell the truth, sir.
Tell the truth. Let's see. Well, there's always my mother-in-law.
Okay, there you go. Mother-in-law equals wife.
Now we're getting somewhere.
There you go. So
we're not getting anywhere. I mean, my wife is...
Hold on a second, douchebag. Hold on a second. You know, I'm going to just let my cunny tell you all about it.
Somebody is always dissatisfied. feels that your wife is cutting you off or giving you too hard a time. That always speaks to somebody who is going through a period of time in their life where their wife is giving them crap.
It's a problem of his own. Needs to escape.
And because he doesn't have... I'm just being a psychoanalyst here. Because he doesn't have the stones to do it himself. He wants you to do it for him by yelling at your wife.
What he doesn't get is when my wife really busts my balls.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, shocker. You guys don't know about it.
Right.
Okay?
And vice versa, when you bust her balls.
Right. And it happens sometimes.
Sure.
Hi, I'm
it's not happening now.
Please.
She's not there.
Oh, I just wanted to explain to this guy how the radio business works.
Like, whenever you hear a call on our show, if you say, hey, you guys weren't rough enough on that guy, or you guys weren't tough enough, that is somebody, really, who was just on the other side of a desk with a boss going, you suck!
Right.
Hello?
Honey.
Oh, my boo-boo, how you doing?
Listen, I want you to talk to a douchebag, okay?
Well, I was outside watering the lawn.
I don't care.
Hear
I want you to talk to a douchebag, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'd like you to explain to this douchebag. This douchebag, what are you, online?
You've got mail.
No, I just clicked it on. Not that you weren't occupying my full attention.
All right. First off, this douchebag thinks that everything that I talk about on the radio with you is 100% accurate.
Okay, well, that's good. Some people don't even know I'm an actress that just plays the part of your wife.
All right. Now, I do.
Yeah, good.
Now, what he called to say was, last week when Mike and I were doing the Elvis bits, when you called in and you said, enough is enough, and he said, well, gee, I don't have any balls.
And I helped you out.
Yeah, right. Now, that's what I tried to explain to him.
Don, are you telling me that the Elvis bit didn't have an ending?
It did. Mike, it did not. It did not. Now,
hear that great bit didn't have an end?
Listen, you douchebag. Listen, my wife, who has bigger balls than you will ever have, is on the line now.
Okay.
Would you like her to explain it to you?
No, I'm sure she has a very good explanation of why she called.
Well, you just got the explanation.
Now, you explain it to my wife, and let's see if you understand.
Well, you don't believe it? You don't believe that I was just helping him out?
No, it sounded like you just called up to cut him off.
I am...
Yep, you had enough fun. The end's the end.
I am so good.
And why...
I want to raise.
And why would my wife want to cut out the fun? Why?
You might not realize it, sir, but this show pays our bills.
You were going over the edge.
No, but think about it. Hold on. I got to jump in here, sir. Think about the logic. Of all the things we do on this show, think about that. Why would she call at that moment?
That was my observation. I mean, of all the nudie shows you have in studio, of all the strippers that come in,
right now, listen,
of all the times to call up and say, okay, that's enough. I mean, you weren't even doing anything suggestive.
There you go.
Okay.
You solved the mystery.
Hello, douchebag. Hello? I'm like the Wizard of Oz. I have just pulled back the curtain for you. Hello?
Yeah, Paul here. Okay.
Yes, Paul douchebag.
Paul.
I have just pulled back the curtain, and yet you still do not understand.
Well, no.
It only makes sense.
And it just seemed that way, that she was cutting you off. Comparison between you and Frank and her and Kathy Lee.
Do you think that I might have wanted it to seem that way?
You may have, yeah.
Do you think that this woman on the phone right now is like Kathy Lee, sir?
Maybe.
Why?
A little bit.
Why?
Well, she always calls up and says, okay, you had enough fun.
No, she did that once.
For the show.
And for the last time.
No, I do that all the time. And I'll tell him the truth. Sometimes I mean it. Sometimes I don't care if he talks to a woman on the phone and pretends he's Elvis. I do have a little bit bigger problems in my life occasionally than having my husband call and pretend he's Elvis. I was just helping him out there. But sometimes I do call and say, cut it out. I mean, sometimes it is.
And many times I tell her to go F herself.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare say that. I mean, you know.
What, I go F yourself?
You wouldn't dare say that. Or you know the
text. Not to your face. No, you're right. Not to your face.
Yeah, right. You might say it to your buddies. Well,
yes.
Breath. Right. Yeah,
correct.
I couldn't hear it. Okay. Yeah, all right. I'll agree with
that. Hold on. What was that, douchebag?
Then you're saying yes, dear, just like Frank does.
No, Frank's in a totally different space, sir.
Listen, for the last time,
same direction.
I'm on the radio. I'm doing a radio show.
Well, wait a minute, but isn't it okay that sometimes he does things to make me happy? Does that make him henpecked? I do things to make him happy
the same
all
question.
The time.
I was going to ask this guy the same question. What do you think of that? What do you think of that question, douchebag?
Does she think? Do I think that she's henpecking?
No.
Wrong.
What
you
about
didn't even
the
hear
fact?
Her. Listen.
What about the fact that occasionally, not in this case, but other times, I do stuff to make her happy?
Oh, definitely, you do. I agree.
And I do, too. And I may do stuff to make him happy. That's why we actually, believe it or not, we have a pretty good marriage.
If you think that our marriage really at home is like it is on the radio, is that what you really think?
No, I think
Do you really think that I go home and... Do you really think that I go home and scream like this?
Is real.
What?
A percentage of it is real.
That's true.
Yeah, a percentage of everything on this show is real.
What percentage do you think is real?
When you talk about, like, the air conditioner, your dogs, and...
Yes.
Your life with the in-laws.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me just ask you, at the last time...
Yeah, I noticed this, but I just wanted to say, this guy said in-laws again.
I'm running the risk now of losing my audience here, so I just want to just say, for the last time, don't you think that maybe, if I was really like I am on the radio, that it would be pretty hard for me to stay married to one woman for 18 years? If I was as big a dick... at home as I am here?
That, I can't say. Relationships are and a dime a dozen. It can go either way.
You know, I really wish you guys. He's just a smarmy,
dumbly
bag. You know, and I'm sitting there on the sidelines on this one, and you are just one serious, smarmy little dink. You really are, sir.
Mike, you're cool. I mean,
no, you're not cool. You know, let me tell you something right now.
Yeah, Mike, you're cool.
Yeah, don't try that crap. You know, let me tell you right now, and you know something? Now, when you say that, I know who you are because you have called before. And I'll tell you right now, you do this all the time, and you're smarmy, and you just don't, you know, when someone tries to have a dialogue, you don't want to have a dialogue. What you want to do is just keep it going. That is your mission, isn't it, sir?
No.
Yes.
This is maybe the second time I've ever called the show.
Yes,
okay.
Second time,
okay.
Sure.
Second
and that's
time
a lie.
This month.
That's as sure a lie as I'm sitting here. You know that.
Second time this month, and it's only the 8th of May.
No. But sure, Bear, I don't understand why you're getting upset with this guy. I mean, he gave you a compliment.
I hate douchebags like this.
If he thinks it's 100% real, well, you know, that's kind of a compliment. I'm flattered.
I know, but he's stupid. It's not like pulling it over on someone.
I can't believe what you say.
You can't get mad at everybody who's stupid.
Gee, you mean you can't believe everything I say? I'll live with that.
You are the Pope.
Yeah, I'll live with that,
You were the radio god.
You dumb douchebag. I'll tell you this, and this I do mean, and I do swear on my wife's life and my son's life, I hate you like there's no tomorrow.
Swear on my life. Okay?
I swear on your life. I hope this guy gets hit by a bus.
All right, now I'm giving you a direct order.
Shut up.
Hey. You better be kidding.
You've got to make a fist now, Freddie. You understand that.
Come on. Honey, it's all part of the show.
Well, you better be. And then you better tell this guy, too, that not everything on your show is real. And let him know about primetime TV. That Leah and Kevin aren't really married. That there's some acting on television. Mm-hmm. That it's not all real.
Right.
Okay. But isn't this a wonderful show? Look at the time we've given to this Nimrod.
Yeah, I know. It was a mistake.
Well, I appreciate that.
It was a mistake.
I appreciate it.
Observation.
My observation.
All right, I got to do carpool, boo. That's real.
My observation is that in all reality, you'll never have a relationship with your wife like I have with mine.
Sorry, I've been married 13 years.
Sorry, I've been married 18, and I guarantee that my wife and
I... Do you have one?
Pardon me?
I have five, you have one.
I have five what?
Hey! That's
children?
Yes.
That's not my fault, man. My sperm works.
What the hell does that have to do? There are people that have 13 children. That doesn't make them superior.
I have a relationship with my
wife. Listen, I'm telling you...
When you're breeding litters...
I am telling you...
If we really want to put the microscope on this guy, we could... Sir, we could spend the next two or three segments examining your life.
I'm just telling you...
That's okay.
That's fine with you?
That I'm positive that you and your wife have nowhere near the deep, expansive relationship that my wife and I do. I'm positive.
But if you want to talk about it, we could explore your life. Would you like your life to be a total public commodity? I don't hear an answer.
I haven't opened that with my wife. I would have to talk to her.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You would have to ask your wife. Gee, how come you don't have big cojones?
What are you like, Frank Gifford? You can't make a decision on your own? What's the matter with you?
I think your wife is just like Kathy Lee.
Is your wife not a partner?
Ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate contradiction. Yeah. Sir, you just defeated your whole point of your call.
Thank you.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
You just lost the argument. Okay. Congratulations.
Same set match.
Thank you.
Goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye. Love you.
It's just like a little tennis match, you see.
It is.
That was a serve and volley right there. You know,
sorry,
right there.
I just can't give it up when we get in something like that.
Yeah, but it was cool because we did have when the heat was turned up about, why don't we explore your life, you know, could we make your life a public commodity? And he said, I'd have to talk to the Mrs. Bingo, there's his opening.
That's what he called. Payday.
What he called about, right?
Payday.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Don't think so.
Happy Monday.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that, everybody. What am I saying sorry for? That was some great radio. Clear the lines. Yes, but it's cool.
It is cool.
It's cool. It's cool, bad.
Come on, bad.
And you know what? I do have some weekend stuff to tell you that is not even exaggerated, even that much.
That's right.
Even that much. Mm. And yes, some of it does involve my wife being just the supreme ball buster that she is.
Okay.
And she did spend...
Wait.
No, not as long.
All right, just
that,
wanted to check.
That vice-like way.
Oh.
Toe-tapping touch tones there. Let's clear these lines out and get a caller... 100.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636, and the secret sound lies straight ahead.
Good, or they'll put you in a sack and take you to Spain. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz, that Gladiator movie was number one this week, right?
Yes, it was, easily, with nearly $33 million.
I wish that guy would have taken the bet last week on the show. He'd come down and shave his head.
He would have lost big time.
You know, Rob checked his notes, and our bet about the Millionaire Show
yes.
is that it will be off the regular schedule by January of next year, meaning that it might be on... Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just wondering that. That's not to my advantage.
Meaning that it might be on like a special programming. Yeah, was that right. The bet?
It was made because you said it could go back to its original status, which remember was just, you know, like a run of 5 episodes and then that was it. So the bet
so
is.
So we're talking about bets on this show. I guess that I should understand that you are the Supreme Court Justice of
bets. No. I just go by the poster that's at my desk.
What's that?
I just go by the poster that's at my desk.
Posters at your desk that you do from memory. Am I going to correct it?
I write them down as the bet is made and the poster goes up.
Because it would seem to me that the bet, what is the bet? Is there a payoff?
I don't think. It's not a money bet.
Whoever loses has to give me.
The money metal bet.
Whoever loses has to give me $100. And that I do, I am the arbiter.
You wrote that down.
No, that was just a gentleman's bet. And we went through this when we were talking about bets the other day.
So the bet is off the regular, but if they bring it back as a, so if they bring it back as a special.
Which is what I thought that they might do, but I don't think it'll continue to be on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night like it
but
is now.
But to Mike's advantage, as long as it is regularly at least one night a week, you would still lose.
Yes, they have to completely take it off the schedule and say that they're just going to throw it in for special events.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And he is the arbiter. And listen, you have won the last 3 or 4 bets in a row for all of your whining and complaining.
I've won the last 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have won the last
okay.
2 bets.
All right, well.
That I have a post-it note permanently in my brain about which
one. There's no money at hand for this one.
There's no money.
Well, we
see,
bet.
But it's not, it's not a strong enough bet to, you know, to put something on the line.
It's not like a head shaving or a
right.
Dennis Murphy
think,
thing.
And now that I remember, I think we have discussed that it's just not a real, you know, that we need to, somewhere along the line, something has to come up where there's a significant bet.
Something will come up.
You jumped right with Gladiator. We came from the same.
Yeah.
You know, if one of us had
that
said
we
that's
knew the movie was going to just kick ass.
Absolutely,
this
it's going to be the summer blockbuster. I
wish I could have seen it. You know, I think it might go down this weekend
mm-hmm.
because that goddamn Scientology movie,
the John
Battleship
Earth, movie.
That opens mm-hmm. up this weekend.
That'll cut into it,
and I think that's going to be the number one movie this week.
Could happen.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, caller 100.
Right, yes you are. What's your name?
Dan from Sacramento.
Dan, caller 100, and Dan, just in time for Mother's Day, you have won dinner for 4 to Outback Steakhouse.
All right.
Down the street from my house.
Your mom deserves the very best. Take her to Outback Steakhouse for Mother's Day. They open at 11. No rules, just right. Outback Steakhouse. Now you go for some big bucks. Go for $500. Are you ready?
I am.
What was your name again?
Dan.
Sit down, Danny.
All right, well, have a seat, Danny.
I want to be good.
Here we go.
Danny.
Danny.
I want to be good.
Sit down, Danny.
Are you ready to go for five bills?
I am.
All right, $500 on the line. Secret sound number two. Play it for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Goulet all the way. And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. An everyday, very common sound. Heard in the home and in the office.
And the office is my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! What is that?
It sounds like a ping pong ball hitting a paddle.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, but don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
A clue for ye.
You threw that in the... since I play this like I'm at home.
Yes.
You threw that in the office thing there at the last second there. A common sound you could hear in the home or the office.
Don't you agree, Rob?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's a little bit more of a clue, I guess. Mm-hmm.
A home or an office clue. For you. And I'll be more... I could get more specific.
Right.
Not even at the home or at the office. When you're at a friend's house. When you're out on the town. Would you not agree, Rob?
100%.
You could hear it.
When you're out on the town.
You could hear it virtually
anywhere.
Write it down if you think you've got it.
Well, you just that last one.
Write it down. Mike loves playing along. I think it's good.
It's tough.
I think it's good. Mike's very bright. A lot of times he gets them.
He does?
All right. And, no, that's a great guess, though.
Okay. Yeah.
But not...
All right. Okay.
Not even close. But that is such a good guess...
Really?
...that I'm not going to mention it because someone else will call in with that guess.
Okay. All right.
But
very good.
But it's not close.
All right. Good. Good.
Not close. Good guess, though.
Well, then fine.
This weekend... You know, I want to tell you two things that happened to me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all weekend at my kid's school. That my kid's school, like lots of schools, has the various bake sales and kiddie rides and everything at Mayfair this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And I know I've told you about this before, that when we go and we work at these things, Frieda and I go and work at Bart's school, volunteer our time, that I finally worked my way up the food chain.
Right.
As Bart gets older and gets higher and higher in his grades, he's in the ninth grade this year, that finally the volunteer job that I have this year is a cherry job. In which I get to drive a golf cart.
That's it. You had that last year and you loved it. You said that's the best job you ever had.
It's the best. For 5 hours on Saturday and 5 hours on Sunday, the golf cart is supposed to be for elderly people to get around. From the parking lot to the area where they have the kiddie rides and they have the bake sale and the craft show and all this other crap. Well, because it was so hot this weekend, everybody wanted a ride in the golf cart.
Yeah, it was not just hot, it was that humidity. It was like midsummer, drag your ass hot.
And they give you this lecture before you get the golf cart, saying, remember, you and your food are going on an adventure. No, they say, you are the front line when you meet people.
Right.
Look them in the eye, smile, say, welcome to the school.
You're setting the tone for the whole festival.
How can I help you? I would much rather be myself, which is if I feel like talking to somebody, I'll talk to them. If they're polite to me, I'll be polite to them.
So do you have to greet people with, hi, how are you?
I had to greet people by saying, hi, how would you like a ride?
Mm-hmm.
When I would spot someone who appeared to be elderly or someone who was disabled.
Right.
Now the problem is that people just started coming up to me. Regular, healthy people.
Yes.
And they said...
You said young people were doing it.
Yes, like 20s, early 20s. Coming up.
Perfectly capable of walking.
How about a ride?
No.
Well, I would give them a ride, and lots of times they treated me like I was a cab driver.
Right.
Where it would be, take me here. And then as we're just driving along, they'd just be having a conversation among themselves. He's oblivious to the fact... that I'm driving this golf cart with them sitting in the back.
It's like you don't even matter.
But it's okay. It's like I'm a piece of meat. It wasn't until, I think it was late on Saturday, I'd been there about 5 hours, and there's a space there, they have this, like a walking path, where you go from, they had one of those big rock climb things for kids.
Okay.
Between there and the school gymnasium. Approximately
200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving around looking for an old person, and this guy who I estimate to be maybe 30,
mm-hmm.
with his sweater tied around his neck.
Okay, to tell you what the guy's like.
In this sweater?
Yeah,
this guy's got a sweater tied around his neck, and he's got his wife Muffy there, and he does this move, where it's like he's hailing a cab.
Right.
Driver! Driver! And he calls me over, and I pull over.
You there!
And he says, as he just gets into the golf cart, there's a seat in front, and then there's two seats in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same kind you have in a golf course.
Right.
He gets in the front, his wife hops in the back, and he says, we'd like to go to the craft fair. And I said, okay, you see that building right there? That's the craft fair. And he said, yes. Can you take us there? I said, it's about 200 yards. He said, yes, we're hot. Can you take us there?
Oh, dear. And I smell a conflict coming.
No, at that point, I said, sir, I would be glad to take you there. And just went ahead and drove.
Did he get the vibe, though?
He got the vibe.
He got the vibe big time.
He got the vibe.
You're there for senior citizens, people that are gasping for air.
Because when he got off the golf cart after his approximately 20-second ride, he said to me, he reached into his pocket and said, now what do I owe you for that? And I said, well, if you paid by the mile, I'd say about a quarter.
Yeah.
And then he reached into his pocket, and I think if the prick had a quarter, he would have given me a quarter. But he had no change, and by that time I just said, you know, it was a pleasure.
Right.
Goodbye.
Did you explain to him you're a volunteer parent and you didn't do this for compensation?
No.
Do people offer to let you up a lot when you're doing that? Like, tip you? And
A couple people said, what is the cost for this? And that's what I said.
How many people you drive around? You could really make a killing.
It's free. It's free. The only other time I got pissed off all week, I did it 5 hours Saturday, 5 hours Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The only other time I got pissed off was there was this couple and their mother. Okay, a man and a woman, a man and wife, and their mother. And the mother was real old, like 75, because she told me how old she was.
Mm-hmm.
So what they said was, can you give mom a lift? And
right.
I said, of course, I'd be glad to. I jump out of the golf cart. I go to the other side. I grab this old lady's arm. I put her in the golf cart. Now I'm waiting for the son and the daughter-in-law to get on the back.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, what they do is they take off walking. And each of them are on their own cell phones.
So they don't even want to ride with grandma?
No, and she's saying to me, that's my son. He's a lawyer. That's my daughter. She's a lawyer. They're buying a new home. I'm 75. I live in New Hampshire. Does your son go to this school? And I'm being polite with her, and I'm saying, yes, he goes there, and that's very nice that they're lawyers. But what I'm noticing is that the son and the daughter-in-law, they're walking at a very slow pace.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I pull the cart up to them and I say, hi, listen, why don't you guys hop in and I can take you up to where the refreshments are? And he says, no. We have to talk on the phone. We have to visit. We're buying a house today. Just follow us along with mom.
That is about the most inconsiderate. Now, I understand. I think anybody, when you just said that, so they want you to just crawl along so they can do their business.
Right, which is what,
babysit grandma.
Which is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the next 10 minutes, this guy was walking at a snail's pace, both of them on their cell phones, until we walked up by where they had the food and stuff. Then he says to me,
why couldn't they do that sitting in the back of a golf cart?
Because I don't know. Then he says to me, can you take my mom over to that bench over there? And I said, sure, I would. I'd be glad to. And they went off and got a hamburger, and I took the old broad to this bench.
And I
helped her get out of the golf cart, and I sat her down, and I said,
probably paying for the house.
I said, can I get you anything? She says, no, I'm fine. And I said, okay, well, I'll see you later. And then I went back on my circuit. You know, I had my route that I had to go round and round. And I went around maybe 20 more times in the next hour, and that poor old lady
was sitting at the bench?
Just sitting at the bench by herself for an hour. While the son and the daughter of
an a-hole.
Right, they're drinking it up and eating and having a great time.
That's so cruel.
And listen, here's where my wife says, buzz my balls.
Mm-hmm.
We had walkie-talkies.
Oh, boy, you get all the toys. So you've worked your way up where you're just, rat patrol. You got the walkie-talkies.
Well, like if there was a lost kid or something, they get on, they say, you know, you got a lost kid, go up to the front of the school. So
I was driving golf cart number 3.
And I know the fastest one, right?
Because it had a big sign on it. Actually, it was a gas-powered golf cart, not the electric kind, so it did have a little bit of pickup.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was stop to get a lemonade. I get out of the thing. I turn around and look at it. I walk up. I'm standing in line to get the lemonade. I get the lemonade. I'm maybe 35, 40 seconds, minute tops. I give the guy the dollar. I turn around. The golf cart's gone.
Oh, no.
And I think, Christ, I'm a dead man.
I think I know who took it.
Yeah, I'm a dead man. So immediately I go on the walkie-talkie and I go, hello, honey, I got an emergency here. Hello. And I hear,
yes, sugar bear.
I said, honey, I'm at the lemonade stand. Golf cart number 3 is missing. I turn my back for 30 seconds, a minute tops, it's gone.
This is like an episode of Candyland here. I'm at the lemonade stand. Somebody took it down by the lollipops and, she says,
are you kidding?
I say, no, I'm not kidding. I'm sure there is some kid driving around with that golf cart right now. She said,
well, I don't know what we're going to do about that.
And I said, I'm talking walkie-talkie. He said, well, I don't know. It just happened 2 seconds ago. And she said,
why don't you look straight ahead?
And I look straight ahead, and there she is about 100 yards ahead. With, like, you know, 10 of our house frown friends, and all of them waving at me and just laughing at me. You know? Hey, there's the big jackass. There he is. Ah, look, he thought he lost the golf cart.
That is too good.
That's the absolute 100% truth. So we get done with this, and then Saturday, she says, Saturday night, we have to go to this party at our neighbor's house. We have new neighbors, and they invited the whole neighborhood to go to this party.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm not much on socializing, and I'm not much on meeting the neighbors.
And you've had a lot of contact with humanity.
Yeah, too much with people. I mean, I just wanted to be alone, but Frida said, you know, she's tired of going to these things by herself.
Right.
That, you know, normally I have a good, valid excuse, like they happen. A lot of times it happened like on a Friday night, early on a Friday night, and by the time I get there, by the time I get home, the thing is broken up.
Right.
Well, this was Saturday night, started at 7:30, so we got home from my kid's school, we went up there, I walk in, I sit down, and a lady comes up to me, and she says, hi, nice to meet you. And I said, very nice to meet you. And she said, do you know who I am? And I said, no, do you know who I am? And she said, yes. She said, I'm your next door neighbor. And I said, really? I said, how long ago did Marie and John move out of the house next door? She says, we've been living next door to you for a year and a half.
Oh.
I said,
howdy, neighbor.
I said, well, I'm just a tad antisocial.
That's right, neighborly of you.
She said, that's what I hear. She says, now, everybody in the neighborhood knows your wife and everybody.
Now, these are the people that if you're coming to your house, you kind of go around the bend. Would they be on that side? Or
they are directly next door to me. When you are...
So they're on the right when we're coming down
yes.
to your house?
I mean, when you look out our bedroom window,
yeah, see,
you see their house.
Oh, man. That's... Boy. See, close. I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt
No, they're directly next door. So she said, I mean, I've waved at them, you know,
right.
not knowing who they are, just knowing,
sure.
oh, there's the new neighbor. So then she was like, so it's so nice to finally meet you. And right at that moment, my other neighbor, Sam, who lives across the street, you know, the Willises, because I got a black guy lives with married to a white woman.
Right.
He comes in, and here's a neighbor, and I want to prove to this woman that I'm not really the antisocial freak that I've made myself out to be. I say, oh, listen, come here, I want you to meet Sam and Ellen. They live across the street from us. And he comes up and he says, hey, I haven't seen you for a long time. And I said, yeah, geez, Sam, how long has it been? And he says, did you know I broke my leg? And I said, really? When did you break your leg?
This is the man who's been living in a cave for the entire winter. You do hibernate in the winter. You don't come out for, like, nuts or berries or anything.
No, Sam says, I broke my leg in December.
Really?
He said, didn't you know about that?
I said, was it at the bottom of your driveway or something?
Yeah, right. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. I said, no, I didn't know. He said, yes, I was. It was when we got the bad snow. I was going out of Office Depot, and I fell down and broke my leg. Mm. And all of a sudden, everybody, all the neighbors, they all said, oh, yes, we knew about that immediately. Yes, we went to see Sam, and we sent him flowers. And
your wife probably knew, but she just didn't tell you about it.
Right. Well, she knew that, you know, frankly, I would say, oh, that's too bad. Sam broke his leg.
That's a shame.
Okay. So
could send him a peach or something like that.
So then
I was thinking, all right, well, this is a little awkward, but I'm going to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went over and I introduced myself to the new neighbors. I thought, well, these are people that have just moved on our street, and here I have a chance to start fresh,
get to know them.
Right. Great. And I say, hello, how are you? And he says, hello.
Oh, a Brit. Oh.
And then she says, hello.
Oh, they're from the UK.
And right away, I can't understand a goddamn thing they're saying because...
Pretty thick British accent?
Because it's very thick, and I'm saying to them, how did you end up in this neighborhood?
Well, I want to tell you that we... My job, my supervisors, and it's really good, and we're here.
And I'm looking at them like, going, that's great.
Are you staring at their teeth?
That's great. No, you know what? They have American teeth.
Oh, American teeth. Good for them.
They have very, very nice teeth. Very nice teeth. But I walked away from there. Frida said, she said to me, I'm so proud of you. You know, like I'm a retard. She said, I'm so proud of you.
Good boy.
You actually went over and you talked to them on your own. I said, yes, but don't understand a word they're saying.
So you're humoring them, doing a lot of nodding?
Yes, I was.
Really?
And I lasted, and for me, this is real good, 2 hours.
That's fantastic.
And
great.
Then it got to be 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and I just leaned over to Frida, and I said, that's it. I'm going to explode if I stay here just one more minute. And she said, fine, know how you are.
Right.
Goodbye.
Take care.
And I didn't even bother to say goodbye to anybody.
You'll see him next May.
That's right. I'll see them next year.
You'll see all the neighbors next May.
You are absolutely right. So that's all I did. That's all I did all weekend was be with people, then be with other people,
mm-hmm.
and then be with other people.
It's good.
And the air conditioning broke. So when I finally got home, when I could be with the people I really wanted to be with, we couldn't stand being with each other because it was 100 degrees in the house.
It's good to be with people.
I guess so.
It is.
You were with people.
I was with people that I'm normally not with.
I know.
Had a good time.
Rob, did you tell Rob who you were with?
Yes, I...
Oh, you did?
I didn't get a chance yet. Rob was my good friend.
How about... Don't tell him.
I was with somebody you wouldn't expect me to be with.
Rob, really? Step up to the microphone. I got a side bit going here right now.
And I want to have to... I'm going to have to explain it, but I'll tell you who I was with. I was with... I'll give you a hint.
All right.
I was with a person that works here who you would not expect me to be hanging out with.
I would bet that Rob can get this... by his third guess. No way he aces it on the first guess.
There's a good chance. I was with somebody who you wouldn't expect me to hang out with.
Tim McWilliams.
No.
Wrong.
Hmm. Is it a same person?
I would hang out. I've had Tim McWilliams come to my home.
I wouldn't expect it.
He's not being facetious.
The Goldsteins.
No.
No, you have one more guess, Ron.
Was that closer or further away from being right than the McWilliams?
Closer.
The Stevenses.
No, big loser, you let me down.
Terribly sorry.
Mike spent the weekend with...
No, I didn't spend the weekend with...
Saturday.
I spent part of Saturday...
3.5 days
at
with...
the horse race
with
Mr. and Mrs. Steve Johnson.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Well, that sounds like grand fun.
And Miss Michelle Combs and her boyfriend.
See, that's not the surprise.
Well, they were, you know...
The guy with the beard?
I can't say that it was just me and Steve and his wife.
I wish it was just you and Steve.
It was me, Steve, and his wife, and then Michelle and her boyfriend, Matt.
Did y'all have a good time?
Yeah, it was the great equalizer.
Yeah, I thought so.
The great social equalizer was... there was plenty of the great social equalizer at the little horse race, the Gold Cup out there in the hunt country of Virginia. And I had a little too much day.
That's really shocker.
My wife informed me that when I was taken home by a friend of mine.
Oh, why? Was that friend Steve Johnson?
No, it was not Steve.
Imagine that. You get all bombed and you have to have Steve Johnson take you home.
I did not have to have Steve Johnson take me home. It was a friend of mine, you know, Kevin, that gave me
It was a real friend of yours.
It was a real friend of mine. And, I made it home okay, but just was a little late.
How late?
Well, I mean, late is all relative, because it was a long day.
How late, though?
It wasn't like wee hours of the
morning.
What
time did you leave?
I got there about probably 1:30-ish.
What time did you get home?
6:45. So it wasn't that bad,
It's the amount of time, not the lateness of the hour,
right? It was just the fact that it was too much day. It was hot, we were out there, and, you know, there were horses, a lot of people walking around, and then there's, you know, everybody, there's just a lot of beer. There's a lot of beer that you enjoy at the Gold Cup. And I found out that there's a social Steve and a business Steve. That's what
really?
A couple of people
Rob,
informed
you know
me.
The social Steve from the Redskins game.
Well, you boys had told me about
oh,
the social Steve.
Steve.
So I saw a little
yeah.
of the social Steve.
He's very fun, the
and
social Steve.
If Michelle's boyfriend, Matt, is listening, I'm real sorry that I like made such a big deal about you should get down on one knee and propose to her.
Uh-oh.
Like right then and there.
Uh-huh.
I said it to him like probably 50 times.
That was the son's talking, right?
Yeah, that, oh, yeah. You know how I am if I like somebody a little bit, like, you know, when I meet them the first time. And when I met this guy, I just kind of liked the guy. He seemed like a really nice guy. And so by the end of the day, I was like, he's the one for you, Michelle. He is the one for you. Get down on a knee and propose right now. Right now. Who's giving me a ride home? It was a long day. And I don't know if my horses won. I didn't bet on any horses. But it was a wonderful day. I haven't seen Michelle yet. I haven't seen, but she was Michelle's good people. You know what,
oh,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Of all the people back there,
she's
like she's definitely in the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
She's sweet. Great to hang out with. We had a good time.
I'm calling your new best friend now, though.
Steve Johnson.
Yep.
Maybe you can leave him an email.
I wish I could have spent the entire day with him, but he found some people that he knew, and that's when we splintered off from him. So we didn't spend the entire day.
But there was plenty. You just got to know why this is funny. Steve Johnson is like the bizarro Mike, okay? Steve Johnson is like the exact polar opposite of Mike. I can only think of one other person back there who I would laugh harder if you were socializing with, and I know you socialized with him also this weekend.
Who was,
yes.
You know. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right.
But even he's not as funny as Steve Johnson.
Only saw him for a frame. And you know, in fairness to Steve, I talked with, you've met Steve's wife before.
Yeah.
Steve's wife is who I spent most of the time talking to. Yeah, not Steve himself, but Steve right. and I chatted quite a bit. In fact, at one point he made a comment on how you use that word bizarro. I think he might have said something along the lines, you know, hey, you know, Mike's going to talk about the fact that we're hanging out together.
Right, even he knows it.
And I said, no.
Hey, go see if he's here, Rob.
I said, no, I'm not Steve. I'm not going to do that. Not at all. But I like Matt, and I stand by what I said on
That's
Saturday.
That's Michelle's boyfriend, right?
I believe Matt. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've been together for 5 years, and I think it's about time for Matt to step up to the plate.
Carlos Broyles.
Hello, Steve is not here, but he also sometimes will office out of Philadelphia.
Ah.
And I called there, and they haven't seen him. He may be recovering.
Okay. Yeah.
If you see him, send him in.
I will.
I would say it's probably the 3:30 mark that we lost contact with Steve.
So you had a good 2 hours, though, with Steve.
1 hour and a half. You know, I'm not proud of it, okay? An hour and a half with him. Maybe more. We took a walk and we looked at hats together.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a hat. You know what, gentlemen? I know you have to do a commercial break. I will go down. I think I've got the hat. I think I may have the hat.
Is it one of those hats that has beer cans on either side of the big straw?
No, but this hat was purchased due to the hot sun. I'm not sure I have it. I will
all
go
right.
down and check
all
and
right, see go
see
if
have.
You got it.
All right,
okay.
Very good. And
you have to know Steve Johnson to know how odd this is that Mike was socializing with Steve Johnson on a hot Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, just enjoying the day.
Of his own free will.
Just me and two other couples. My wife was going to a friend of hers' birthday party with our kids, a person I do not know. And when I got back home, one of the problems was she had decided not to go to the birthday party. So there was no reason for me to be anywhere by myself that day. It was a long Saturday.
Hold on, please. Time out, we will be right back.
Paul, Tracy's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. Why don't you come in my room?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey can sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Night-o.
Night-o.
Night, Paul.
Pork. They like to eat it and love to do it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You're a bad poker player.
No, I don't. I'm smirking because I...
Let me see the hat.
No, I don't have the hat. I don't.
Really?
Well, you know, but I'm smirking because the reason I don't have the hat.
Why?
You might find this crazy. I forgot that I was, you know, what car it was in. You know,
okay.
I had the wrong hat. But I will describe the hat for you because, I mean, you know, on the radio, it works better to describe it anyway. This hat had a brim about probably 5 inches straight out, and it was a fedora, but it had, like, it was a safari hat with a string that goes under the chin.
I know what you mean.
That was pulled up on the top, and it had mesh in the top of it, and it was an XL. And the thing, it really looked like, it looked like just a giant cowboy hat when I had it on, but it didn't, it wasn't turned up. It was a beautiful, wonderful, functional hat, and I swear to God, that hat just saved my life in that heat. It really did.
Would you have bought that hat if you weren't drunk?
I wouldn't have bought that hat if I wasn't with Steve Johnson.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what motivated me to buy that hat.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you, Steve. My friend.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Hey, buddy, you know, we got to bring Steve in here as soon as he gets to the station.
Sure.
Because we finally... We've got to get this meeting on the air.
Absolutely.
New best friend.
Yeah, I plan to socialize with Steve now from now on. That's great.
Hello.
Yeah, well, you know, here in the D.C. area on the mighty JFK, it seems to me in the last couple of weeks we keep hearing Mike's voice as an announcer on a lot of the spots locally, and I was just wondering, you know, Mike, bad gambling debts, drinking, what is it that you're needing extra cash from side work?
It's bad gambling debts. I don't know how you were able to actually figure that out, but we have people, we are more scrutinized, I think, than any radio show in the country.
I do not know why people like busting balls so much. I will, once again, let me pull back for the second time on today's show.
This is ridiculous.
Let me pull back the curtain, okay? Let me tell you about how awful the production is here at WJFK, where we have guys who mumble, who stutter, who have true defects in their speech.
They're called the junkies.
No, now come on, don't be
now
funny.
Now here's another guy. You want to call and you want to like bring up something that's inside, but then you don't want to. Do you want to listen to it or what?
I'll listen. All right, I apologize.
Again, I'll tell you the truth. The truth is, we have guys that do commercials here who just suck. You hear a great commercial, then you hear, tonight on ABC7 on your side.
Yeah, it sucks. It basically sucks.
Mike went back and offered his services to help the radio station.
That's what I used to do. Before I did this radio show, I used to do production. That's one of the things that's what my background is in, and I went and I said, I will do it. I won't do it for free, but I will do it for a nominal fee.
You should know it's very nominal.
It is nominal because I wanted to do it because I wanted the spots and the production on the station. This is a very powerful, very successful station. I wanted it to sound better, and it sounded like crap, and that's why I did it. And like everything here, I said it about a month before it actually went into effect because you have to stand on people's chests to get anything done around here.
To help them do something that'll help the station sound better.
And now that we finally have it done, you know, I'm doing a lot of that, and so that's why you're hearing what you're hearing. Do you understand?
It's not gambling debts.
Not gambling debts. No.
Jesus.
No.
Okay, ball buster.
Yeah, guys.
And let me say, you know something? If it was gambling debts, I would be working for 175 more years before I was able to pay off my $200 bet. All right,
okay.
Sir?
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
He's doing it to help the station because he's nice. Another smarmy guy. Another guy that just wants to be,
hey. Well, you know what? Welcome to the fishbowl.
I understand.
Guys who don't have balls, it's real easy to call this show up and try to bust balls, especially guys. You know, that is the second goddamn know-it-all that we've gotten. Some guy who listens to this show and thinks he knows what's going on just by listening to the radio.
That's right. That's right.
Right. There's a little more than what we let on here.
Of course.
Just a little bit more, okay? Not a lot, but just a little bit.
It's always that same exact tone, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys are just like, hey,
I understand Mike's doing things. We're drinking, bagging,
Yeah, that's absolutely it. Mike's really on bad financial, in bad financial straits. So he went to the station, he said, listen.
Right.
Can you help me out? I need to do some tags to make some extra money.
Let me tell you something about that part and a tag for people that don't know. A tag is what comes at the end of a commercial. It's usually about 5 to 10 seconds of somebody saying, estimated annuity value is $10,000. Lotto jackpot is supposed to be. And what it is here more than anything else, they weren't going to, you know, that's just the way it is here. They were doing giving it to anybody because it was cheap. And that's why, so I couldn't go
in
and
say... there's no quality control here.
Absolutely.
There's none. I mean, I swear to God, they've had interns, and they just say to interns, hey, come here.
Right.
Read this. And then, you know, you hear somebody go,
now playing at all theaters rated R.
And you and I both come from an era in this business where production elements and the way production was done at radio stations was a big deal.
Right.
The way it was done, the way it was accomplished, even right down to the way you put a label on a commercial that's going into a studio and around here, man. That, you know, that's not been a priority for an awful long time. And, you know, to the best of my knowledge, still really isn't.
No, it's
that's
not.
Just what I'm doing, you know, to make it a little bit different.
Listen, do you know on our show, and I know that all of you around the country don't know this, but here on our show, I make a point of making sure that the call letters for the radio station are given going into and coming out of every commercial set.
Mm-hmm.
So the people know the station they're listening to is WJFK. I got this thing here I play after the girl does the traffic.
WJFK.
I play that after a commercial.
Right.
When we get done with our commercials, I play this.
WJFK.
You know why I do that?
Why?
Because I want people to know what station they're listening to.
Yeah, little things that, that used to be done all the time.
Right, and on this station, generally, you can listen to this station for 6 or 7 hours in a row and never know what radio station you're listening to.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of stuff like that. I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but certain people that do not have a background in, like, traditional radio operations.
Well, we can say it. He's not here anymore. Jeremy!
Most of this comes from Jeremy.
Most of this is work that Jeremy has laid down, and now the fine tradition is being upheld by Big Gum Jim.
And if anybody wants to know, you know, how much time it takes to do what I'm doing, I come down 5 minutes before we go on the air and do that stuff. And just to give you a little window into the production here, Chris, our production director, who does all the nuts and bolts and puts everything together, said that was refreshing. I just did 5 of them. And he said that normally with this other person that comes in and does them would have been 30 or 40 takes to do them. And I did them. It's just like when you volunteered to do the Redskins show, you wanted it to be done right, and you do that. You are not doing that for the money. It's something where
certainly not.
There's a little bit of
Jesus Christ.
Believe it or not, I know we don't sound like company guys, but sometimes we like to do what's good for the radio station.
It's pride. Yeah.
Pride is job one, Buzz.
That's right.
You know, and I was trying to sound not jive, and then when you said pride, it just went down the jive highway all the way.
Well, sad to say that there is a bit of pride involved. The old KOB was right about it. There is,
absolutely.
There is a bit of pride involved.
I know it sounds like a stupid little tag, but yes, I am proud of doing them.
It helps the overall sound of the radio station.
I dig doing them.
You know, because commercials are the number one tune out of radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get someone who sounds decent doing a tag, you have a much better chance that someone doesn't tune out when they say, God, listen, it sounds like Dennis Murphy reading a tag on a commercial, which is what we've had here.
That's right.
And as long as we're on the topic, run the call letters on this station.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Run the call letters on this station.
That's right, damn it.
We go hours on this station, you know, because all the shows are syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
So you go hours. You listen to the station. You go, this is G. Gordon Liddy. I'll be right back. The G. Gordon Liddy Show. And they just go into a commercial.
Absolutely.
You know, you're assuming, and then when you assume you make an ass out of you and me, you're assuming that people will immediately know and be able to tell the ratings company what station they're listening to.
And it doesn't work that way.
People are busy, man.
Absolutely.
People got a million things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to cram the goddamn call letters down their head.
WJFK.
Right. And I'd do it for each of you individual stations if I could. I really could.
You're here.
That's why I read the stupid slugs.
It's called old school, really is. Right. I mean, you see it on classic sports, but it is old school. It's doing things the way they used to be done, and they're really not done on this radio station. They're done on a lot of other radio stations.
And I listened to the station on the weekend when we were coming back from the thing at my kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard 2 abortions on both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. I was listening to the replay of our show on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I was listening to the replay of the Junkie show on Sunday when we were coming back. And both times, here's what they do. Now, again, I don't know how it works on the Junkie show. They're the guys that follow us. But what we do is, when we take something that we want to keep forever and rerun eventually someday, we put it on a reel of tape. And we say, It starts here, and it ends here. The segment is 20 minutes and however many seconds long, and the out cue is, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we virtually make it idiot-proof.
Absolutely. So you can literally put it on the machine, and bingo, it's done.
So, we're in the car coming back from my kid's school on Saturday. And I swear to God, I never do this. I don't like listening to myself on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing something. And I don't remember what it was. It was when you were deep frying.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Frida, leave it on. I want to hear how that sounded on the radio. I don't know how Mike's deep fryer sounded on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So she turns it up. And we're like halfway into this, and we're talking to Leah Remini, and you're doing this. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of the conversation, it stops, and they play a commercial. Let me give you an example. Rob,
With no call letters. Call letters.
Rob, rewind what I'm doing right now, and I'll explain this to you. Here's what they do.
This is so true on this radio station.
Okay, so we're driving down the road, and this is what we hear on Saturday. Is this tape two?
Yeah.
Okay, just like this. We virtually make it idiot-proof.
Absolutely, so you can literally put it on the machine.
7:35, Monday morning, and Erica Leverett was already working hard.
It's my cellular.
Now, back it up to somewhere else in the tape.
That's great.
And I'll show you how they come out of the stop set. Okay, so the commercial's over. Let's say it's the end of the commercial.
Okay. That is off the page. I'm getting confused here.
I'm making a point here. No, and my point is that
this. It's Sprint PCS.
We make these segments so that it doesn't sound chopped up like that.
So it sounds like there's, you know, there are bodies in here doing a radio show.
Or the Sprint PCS wireless web.
But it's so uncomplicated.
Oh, and as a matter of fact, Mike, you're on the tag here.
Thanks to the only all-digital, all-PCS.
So this is what it sounded like yesterday. Or Saturday, I guess.
Yes.
So I can put
And then it was coming back Sunday, and this is the Junkies show, their repeat show. And it's exactly the same.
It's ridiculous.
Get what you want.
This Mother's Day, get your mom what she really wants. A new Sprint PCS phone. And for a limited time, get a $25 mail-in rebate as a reward for your thoughtfulness. Hurry into your nearest Sprint communication stores or select retailer for details.
But what we do is, when we take something that we want to keep forever and rerun eventually someday...
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm hearing on the radio on Saturday.
It's sloppy. That's what it is,
you know,
man.
I thought,
yes.
You know, I don't know. Maybe our board op just had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I let it go. Sunday, same time. Coming back home from my kid's school. Turn on WJFK. Best of the Sports Junkies. They're doing a bit that I'm like listening to. And right in the middle of it.
Right.
Same thing. They're talking. They're going, oh, that guy's an idiot. That guy.
7:35. Morning, and Erica Leverett was already working hard.
It's my...
Just the commercials just appear.
That's weird. And you, I mean, really, and I know, I don't want to sound like an old fart here, but there were, way back a few years, like maybe in the 70s and 80s, when you were working at a radio station, program directors would just... I mean, they would cut you another hole for doing that kind of stuff. I mean, because it was absolutely, you know, there were standards and ways of doing stuff, and it's a little more important, I think, to be avant-garde than it is to actually really make sure that
there's
you
no
get
quality
credit.
Control.
No, there isn't.
There's no quality control, and I hate to say that program directors are right, but you do have to say the call letters. I used to work at stations where they would say to me, "I really don't care what you say." As long as the first thing you say is the call letters, and the last thing you say is the call letters.
Right. And it really is...
So I would get on the radio, I'd go like, hey, 13Q, I want to tell you something. I was looking at some child porn before I came into work today. There were some hot, hot little boys, and oh man, 13Q.
And then he'd go into the program director's office and say, did he get the call letters in twice?
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
Yeah,
great
right.
job.
That'd be absolutely all that they... care about.
Because people really that listen to them, you know, we prove it all the time when people are calling this show, you've got to be reminded of it or you're not going to get, you know, people aren't going to be aware of what radio station they're listening to.
111-13Q, I had sex with my dog before I came to work today. Right down there in his gland area. Big and wet and sloppy. 13Q! And I guarantee the PD in the critique session, he'd say, good break, good energy.
Absolutely.
Good energy.
But all he really cares about is getting those call letters.
Right, at the beginning and at the very end.
It's all on the same lines of any publicity is good publicity.
That's right.
Right. So just get the goddamn call letters in and
I applaud Mike for doing the tags.
I tell you, it's just something where this is not anything that is difficult to correct, to fix.
Right.
It's not a question of the bodies you're having in here doing it on the weekend. It's a question of somebody showing them what to do and telling them what to do.
Fun Love and 13Q. Jeremy Coleman is a freaking idiot, and his replacement, Jim McClure, is hardly a step above. They're both mildly retarded, in my opinion. 13Q.
There you go.
That's how you do good radio.
Very good.
Right there.
Tight and bright.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Right, right, right.
Tight, bright, out of sight.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
It's about drove off the road this weekend, I heard that.
They said the freeway.
I said, you know what? I really got half a mind to call and just tell him to take that off.
Yeah, the next
that,
step.
That's embarrassing. That makes us sound like crap.
The next step is we're talking and it goes, yeah.
That happens a lot.
Oh, man, it does sometimes.
The tape wows.
Yeah. You know, and what it is somebody bringing in a bag of McDonald's food and just brushing up against the tape recorder and making it go, well, I'll tell you what,
I'll show you what that sounds like, too. I mean, back this up. I got a variable in here. You're absolutely right. This is something you do here all the time on the weekends here.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah.
Roll it.
I really got half a mind to call and just tell him to take that off.
Yeah, the next step. That's embarrassing. That makes us sound like crap.
The next step is we're talking and it goes,
happens a lot.
Oh, man, it does sometimes.
For the tape. You think I'm kidding? I ask you not. I ask you not. It happens all the time on this station.
It's funny.
It truly does.
It's amazing. Yeah, so there's our advertisement for listening to our station here in Washington, D.C. on the weekend. You'll never know what you're going to hear.
Yeah, but I guarantee when the Shyster car dealer is on.
Oh, you know, flawless.
He's going to get the name of his car dealership on.
Absolutely.
100 times, and the board work for his show is going to be perfect.
Right.
That's the only thing. They got this guy who does a show. This guy that does this show. This drives me crazy.
That's kind of our pet peeve
here. This guy. Now, he's not Pat Goss's Anal Garage.
No, he's not a guy that's telling you how to, like, work on your car.
Which I enjoy. I listen to the Pat Goss show. I think cars are interesting. Yeah. Guys like hearing about cars. But the show that's on before the Pat Goss show, it's this guy who runs a Ford dealership. And he sounds like a car dealer, okay? Yeah.
And you don't need to know names, but it'd be something like somebody would call in about a car. Oh, you don't wanna buy that. Why is that? Because I don't sell it.
Right. He'll say, I'm here to talk about any car at all.
Right.
So a guy calls in and goes, yeah, I would like to talk about the Mazda. Well, that's a fine car, but, you know, we've got a Ford, a 98 Ford in our lot. Why don't you call Becky in the office right now? She'll help you right now. Yeah, hi, listen, I was calling about a Mitsubishi. Well, they've had some problems, but, you know, we have a couple of 2000 Ford Explorers on the lot right now. You know, it's supposed to be a show about cars, but really, it's a show about the cars that this guy sells.
The car dealership.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and they just shove it right down people's throats.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy pays.
Right.
Because the guy pays like $5,000 an hour to be on this radio.
It's like an infomercial.
Yeah.
It's really like an infomercial.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what we ought to have on the weekend. I mean, real infomercials. I mean, Ginsu knives and stuff like that.
You know,
Food Saver.
I don't put it beyond it. You know, they wonder why this station, WJFK, has never achieved the top of the ratings in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that we are a Monday through Friday radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That people know when the shows are over on Friday, you can turn this station off
because
there's going to be nothing worth listening to again until Monday.
Right.
People know that.
Absolutely.
So every other radio station in town has a gigantic advantage on WJFK because we only broadcast 5 days a week while they broadcast 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
Really, listen to some of the garbage on this station on the weekends.
Well, our program director on the weekend, we know who it is. It's Tim McWilliams.
Yeah. Did you hear the thing about limp erections?
No.
That's a new one. It's a whole hour show about limp erections.
Oh, no.
They're selling some kind of penis cream.
No.
An hour.
That's entertaining.
Yeah. But they do it, they present it like it's a show.
Right.
But it's so poorly done that you know it's just a come on to sell the penis cream if you have a soft penis. Really. Swear to God.
Penis cream, huh?
Right.
Wow. What time is that on?
Right.
Penis cream.
2:00. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the gripping garden show. Also great.
Yeah, there's not enough of those. There's not enough of those on the radio.
We can't tear me away.
Jesus.
Gardening.
And in the few hours that they do run real programming.
I hate gardening. You know, and that goes for gardening shows on any radio station. You know, I don't get on the radio tell me how to plant my bulbs.
So in the few hours that they do actually put programming that people would want to hear, like the replay of our show,
they F it up.
Right.
Because they got like a 13-year-old in here running the board, mm-hmm. just firing off stuff in the middle of stop sets and just right. firing in the middle of bits, just playing stuff. No call letters, no nothing.
It's like why you come in on Monday afternoon, all the buttons are, you know, feel like somebody's dripped snow cones on them.
Right. Everything's like backwards, inside out.
Really.
Telephones aren't turned on.
But it all smells like root beer in here.
The place is just a mess. The station sucks. This is the worst. I applaud you for listening to such an awful radio station.
Amen.
I really, truly do. Amen. 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 Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped doing that extra Redskins show. You know, they came to me and they said, listen, we want to get a relationship going with the Redskins because the rights are up next year.
Mm.
Right? We got them this coming year, but they got another year to go. They said, how would you feel about doing an extra show for the Redskins?
Right.
And I said, oh, all right. It's a lot of work, but I'd be glad to. So I put in the extra work. It takes like 5 hours to put together 1 hour of this goddamn stupid sports show.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it. I put in the extra work. I don't get paid dick for it.
Right.
But I'm saying, you know what? I'll do it. It's good. F it. It's good exposure for me. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on with the coach of the Redskins and all these other guys. You know how many promos they ran for it? Zero.
Way to go, guys.
Do you know the time slot they gave the show? All they did was take away an hour from our regular Saturday show.
They chopped it out of our show.
Right.
So they didn't make any more room to get some good programming on the weekend.
They just took an hour out of the show that Mike and I have already done throw that in. So then I went back and I said, listen, F it. You know, I'll see ya.
Right.
You know, in that next football season. I'll start doing the Redskins again in August when the preseason starts. But until then, you know.
Anybody that's ever worked.
Lick my bung.
You know, in any office, anywhere. Work somewhere where you go to somebody who's your boss or your supervisor. And you say you want to do something extra.
Right.
And you know, they give you kind of a blank look. Because they just don't get it. There are a lot of bosses like that. There are a lot of supervisors that have no appreciation for anybody that wants to just do a little extra.
It's just most of them work here.
Right.
In this building,
mm-hmm.
for this company.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That was good.
I don't know.
I enjoyed that.
I don't know if people were like listening to that or not. That's just,
I think so.
That's the truth.
That is the way it works.
That's really the truth. And we'll be back, and I hope that the local stations give the goddamn identifications after the thing that says you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
That's good for a primer for all the stations on the network.
Right.
Right.
Hold on. Let's take a call first.
Let's take a call.
Here we go. Hello, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Radio gods.
Oh, and wait till you see the dirty looks we get in the hallways now.
I just want to...
I've already seen a couple of people go by with the heads hanging low.
Sure.
You know.
Toya said she didn't do that on Saturday. She doesn't know what happened. She was running the board.
Toya was running the board? Well, and now, are you kidding? Are you busting her balls or was she real?
Oh, that's what she told me.
Was Toya running the board?
Oh, that's what she said.
Well,
I just wanted to salute you for your professionalism. I had a friend of mine was in radio, a little small town.
Okay. Yeah.
Toya was running the board. Toya?
Was that the first day she was doing it?
No, she's done it plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Toya?
Oh, no.
Hey, Toya, come here.
All right, Toya's coming to the studio.
Come here for a second.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Toya.
You're on the board Saturday?
Yeah.
It's a friggin' train wreck.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
That was not me.
How come segments are stopping in the middle of segments?
Because Charlie, right, he wrote them out that way. You go from one subject and then a second one and then back to the first one.
It sounded awful. There was no rhyme or reason to it. There really wasn't. You just stop right in mid-sentence.
But that was a good move. Blaming Charlie was the right thing to do.
The script thing that I'm given.
And that's Charlie's fault. It's totally Charlie Broyhill's fault. Anytime that I can say that, I do. It is Charlie Broyhill's.
It's completely my fault.
There you go.
It's all my fault. Everything that goes wrong.
You have a cold?
No, just congestion.
The allergy.
But my fortunately,
is broken too.
Fortunately, Charlie and I know somebody who gives us Claritin.
Yes, we
give us free Claritin.
Free Claritin.
I have more coming tomorrow.
We know someone. Someone very kindly.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, this thing sounded like a freaking train wreck on Saturday.
I was not listening. That conductor.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Nor was I.
Okay. Well, that's how it works around here, ladies and gentlemen.
There you
saw that. Absolutely.
There you go.
Remember when you used to play Pong, that old video game, and the ball used to go beep, 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 beep. That's the way it's doing right now.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I have to call. I don't care what anyone says. This past hour has been the greatest hour of radio I've heard in 10 years.
Oh, please.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I almost drove off the road. And actually, this is Nick, Nick Jill, your old intern.
Is this really Nick Joe?
This is really Nick Joe. I haven't called in years, but I don't know if it's because I know the people you're talking about. I don't know if it, I know.
Do the impression you used to do, just to prove it's Nick Joe, because I don't
remember. Which impression?
Yeah, when you used to, what did you do? You did funny stuff. Remind us of the funny voices you used to do.
Rob Dole, God and Mike, honor you!
Yeah, yeah, that's him. Listen,
our campaign's been broke for months.
God and Mike, honor you!
Nick? Do the impression of the Chinese restaurant.
The Chinese restaurant.
And when you call the Chinese restaurant and they answer the phone.
Chinese restaurant, they answer the phone.
I don't remember this either.
No.
You used to, Nick,
yeah, then it's not you because you used to do an Asian dialect.
You mean I talk like this and you guys laugh and you talk and I am talking to you, 490-401, you got Penny? You mean that one?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Hello, Nick Joe.
How you guys doing?
Hello. Oh, those are the grand days when remember that day we dressed Nick up in that straw Vietnam hat and sent him out on the street?
That's right. What instrument do you play, Nick?
I play the guitar.
Okay, this is him. Just wanted to make sure.
And I got one last question. How did you used to get away on the weekend? What did you used to do on the weekend?
I go to church retreats.
Church retreats.
This is right.
He's the one and only Nick Joe. Absolutely.
Nick Joe.
How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Jesus, how'd you like to come back and be our intern again? Nick?
You serious?
Yes.
I don't know. I've got a good career right now working for a wireless company.
Oh, wireless, huh?
A plug-in for the VoiceStream wireless. New to the area. Got to get my plug in.
Corral.
That's good. Are you making a lot of money?
Decent.
Oh, good for you.
Huh. You got yourself a nice Japanese girl?
I don't know if Mike remembers my girlfriend from the time Susie. We got married in September.
You got really? Married? You're a married man.
I'm a married man.
And Nick, does she know that you slept with your teacher?
Yes.
That was a great Nick Joe moment on this show.
Yeah, that's right, Nick's dirty dark secret.
I was in the doghouse for about 2 months after that whole thing went on the air.
Right, Nick Joe had sex with his teacher in school. He told us that.
But he was the guy that did the Letterman show. It was a great heckle.
Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye.
I actually made it to the semifinal round on the phone game for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah, and
for being a guy who works at a wireless phone company, your connection is awful.
Yeah, keep dropping out there, Nick.
I'm sorry, it's because someone's calling me on my other line, but I'm not going to pick it up. That's what that was.
Well, before we let you go, say something in Korean for us.
I don't know.
Right, thank you, Nick.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Who knows what he said?
He used to hate to do that. That's why he didn't like the whole Asian thing, because that's why he was hesitating. Remember when we used to want him to speak Korean all the time, and he wouldn't want to do it?
Do you remember when we sat him out on the street with his table of Chinese food and Japanese food?
Uh-huh.
We had a contest to see how much Japanese food he could eat at once. He made him go out on the street with a straw Vietnamese hat.
Absolutely.
God damn, he hated wearing that hat.
We had a good time with Nick.
He had some balls, though. He yelled out on the David Letterman show for us.
Nick Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Just wonder where I can get some of that penis cream you guys were talking about before.
Oh, come on. Just listen to this stupid station any weekend.
It's a cream.
We've got to clear the lines right now, try to give away some money. The secret sound lies straight ahead if you are the 100th caller.
All right.
Call Toya, not her fault, or Charlie, not his fault. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Never a Fuster Clock. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, not to belabor the point here.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the buttons and the control board, they're all stuck in.
Like maybe food got in them or something sticky. Or maybe
like
sticky
instance,
fingers were touching them.
This I'm playing filter right here as a rejoiner.
Right.
Okay. I hit the stop button. Hey, you can't see this from your side of the console, Mike, but...
Yeah, it's wedged down in
there. The stop button is in.
Like it's gooey and sticky.
When I go to press on, it won't go.
That's not good. I remember
they're stuck.
When we went up to WNEW in New York to do the show up there, you were commenting on how much freer the buttons were.
See, what Rob just had to do was...
Pick it out.
There's an on button and an off button. Mm-hmm. He actually has to pull out each button.
Right.
Individually. They should just go on, off. Well, now I can't.
Because they're stuck.
Right. And it's the same thing with every single one of these buttons that I push on this board, even for our microphones.
It's horrible.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to have brand new equipment. No. At least have equipment that functions.
How come the buttons are all stuck?
Oh, you know what I see coming? I see it's like Wendell's going to all of a sudden have some sort of meltdown or something.
I'm not
like
saying
that.
This is Wendell's fault.
It's not Wendell's fault.
Sugary I'm not saying that this is the fault of Wendell Hall. But where is Wendell Hall? I'd like him to come see this.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
because
Wendell would do something about it if he saw it.
What about Dan?
What about Dan Ryson?
Dan Ryson.
Mm-hmm.
A man who was there.
Get him down here.
I will.
Call this him. Is this is our Monday where we kind of just take
right
care
now.
Of business.
Here, what's his number? We'll call him.
Needed to be done. You know, and it is springtime. Time for spring cleaning, especially here.
It's late spring.
It's almost summer time.
Engineering.
Dan, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Can you come down and explain to me why the buttons are sticky?
Which buttons?
All the buttons.
Sure, I'll be right down.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dan Rice, chief engineer, head
right.
Honcho.
While we are waiting for Dan, come downstairs in his wrestling shoes. Let's take caller 100. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Please, turn your radio down. Who is this?
I'm sorry, this is Paul.
Oh, this is the worst connection ever, Paul.
What's the matter with your phone, Paul?
I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone.
Right. Where are you calling from, Paul?
Woodbridge.
Paul, you've won dinner for four to Outback Steakhouse. Your
yes.
mom deserves the very best. Take her to Outback for Mother's Day. They open at 11 a.m. Outback Steakhouse. No rules. Just right. That's a good prize.
Now that is wonderful. She will love that.
Now you will go for $500 when we play you the secret sound. Have you heard it before?
Yes, I believe I have.
Good man. Play it for you now. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Bob Goulet.
And we wish you
good speed. Caller, name this sound.
There is the common everyday sound heard at home, at work, and even on occasion on the road.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes.
For $500, what is that?
Is it the sound when one of your buddies comes online from the buddy list on AOL?
No. We're sorry.
Good guess, though. Thank you, my friend.
No
problem.
Don't forget that every guess is a clue
for you.
Joining us now is our chief engineer, Dan Ryson.
Hey, Don.
Dan, who's one of the stand-up guys, and it is no way any of this ball-busting directed at him.
Now, Dan's one of the best in the business. We say that early and often.
However, take a look at this, okay? Swing over this way.
This might irritate Dan.
Oh, I think it will.
All these buttons are sticky. For instance, let me show you. I go to hit a CD. Okay, then wait a minute. I turn it off, and I can't turn it back on.
Yep.
See how all the buttons are stuck in there? All of them are.
And Dan has just removed the entire
now
button.
Now he is smelling it.
That is what that is.
He is smelling it.
This is a lesson for all engineers. What is it, Dan?
What is it?
Coffee.
Coffee, see?
Coffee.
With sugar. Nobody drinks coffee on this show.
Mm-mm. We could rinse it out with some Coke if you want.
Dan, that's Diet Coke, so not the sugary, sticky stuff.
And virtually all of the buttons are like that.
Hey, Toya, were you drinking coffee when you were here on the weekend?
Just so you know. It's really effing us up.
There he goes. All right. That's the first rule for any young engineers out there. When you're tearing something apart, smell it.
That's the first thing Dan did. He took the little plug out of the board. And he went, and he smelled it.
Toya's shaking her head now. Didn't want to come up to the microphone.
All right, who drinks coffee in here?
Gee, I don't know. I'm not sure. I was trying to do my Greg Edger impression.
You think Greg Edger drinks coffee?
Well, he did that early on. He doesn't what?
No, he's right. He runs the board in the other room.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't even run it out of the studio.
I just like to blame him for everything.
Mm. Well, let me see. How about John Pop?
Is he a coffee drinker?
No, not really.
Not so much.
What about that new boy of Liddy's?
That new boy might be the guy.
The guy with the beard?
Yeah.
Okay, what about, would it be somebody on the weekend that's in here?
Couldn't be Patrick Goss, because Goss...
There he is. Oh, there's the new Liddy guy. And Matt, do you drink coffee?
Ask the boy if he drinks
coffee. He says he didn't have any this morning.
He didn't have any this morning.
Oh.
Gotcha.
All right, our eyes are on you, pal.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. I don't think it was him. I think it was somebody on the weekend that did it. Because aren't they stickier than they normally have been?
Yes, absolutely they are.
The people on the weekend are stickier than the people here.
Yes, they are. Hold on. Here is someone calling us on the inside line. Hello?
Don, it's John Pop.
John, hey, Johnny.
John Popcorn.
Just wanted to let you know, there was a big coffee spill on the countertop in there this morning when I went up to set up for the show, so I imagine it was the same one that hit the CD player because it was right over next to it. So that was in there before I checked in this morning, so it did happen sometime over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. And Johnny?
Now, Rob is going back through. The nice thing about radio is that we have logs that tell us who was working.
Well, if you can read the writing, it could be someone named James Nichols.
Who is James Nichols?
I don't know. Do you remember the guy that used to work for the Liddy Show? I think he looked like sort of like Matt Damon's retarded cousin.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
We used to call him the Nazi youth.
Yeah, and he asked Christian Kerner out once.
Hey, will the compliments ever stop for this guy?
Yeah, that's Al. Al, what's his last name? I can't make it out.
Banya.
Kaholic. Lewis.
You said Bania, all right?
Yeah. Stephanie Bridgewaters worked this weekend. James Nichols worked again. I don't know what that is.
Who's the latest person? Who worked right before the morning show today?
Al Bania and James Nichols. James Nichols worked. Oh, and someone named Sprouse.
James Sprouse.
Oh, that is Matt.
Do we have guards here on the weekend?
Yeah, it looks like it.
No. No, we don't. You know, I would call these people up if there was an employee list.
No, that's
there. You'll not have any phone numbers.
List, though.
Chris Kiner ran board, but I don't think he's a coffee drinker.
No.
He doesn't strike me as a coffee drinker.
The one who I know is a coffee drinker is Al.
Al. Can you call him up, see if he'll come on the show with us?
Yeah, let's find out if it was Al that spilled the coffee.
Let me just break in here.
Coffee drinking pal.
We have a girl who would like to stir the soup right now.
Ah, wonderful. Wow.
Is this Katie?
This is Katie.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
You know, I want to tell you something. We are having a very stressful day here.
This is a very good, relaxing thing to have happen.
Nothing would make us happier than to hear you stir your soup. Are you in your car now?
No, actually, I've been listening to you guys my whole way home. I know you guys are stressed, and I just got home.
Okay.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Probably Patricia Arquette.
Baby. Oh, she's one of my favorites.
Well, then please go right ahead. Don't let us disturb you. It's time for another cooking segment on the show.
Jeez, I just finished watching Stigmata.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, we're ready. If you're ready, I hope you like to cook in the nude, or at least...
I'm ready.
With pants down.
Her pants mysteriously hit the floor as she prepared her soup.
All right, Katie?
Yeah?
Go ahead, please make your soup.
Oh.
She obviously is starting the soup right now.
I'm going to bet if she had buttons on her pants, mm-hmm. that her buttons will be sticky when she's done.
Well, you know, it might be good soup. Certain soups are like that. And she's like all soups made on this show. This soup is made from scratch. Is your name Katie?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Katie the chef.
Katie.
You're listening
Chef
to
Katie.
Katie makes soup.
Katie, bar the door.
And it's such a hot day.
Yeah.
Might have to put an ice cube in that soup.
Mm. I like it hot enough to light a cigarette on it.
Now, this soup does not come in a can. This soup comes in a box.
Okay, I tried to be fast for you guys.
Oh. What was that?
Wow, Katie.
Wow, Jesus.
We certainly enjoyed the soup.
Jesus, well, you know what a good chef always does, to lick the spoon.
Make sure the soup is good. Does the soup taste good?
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect every time.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome, guys.
Bye now. Bye now.
Thick enough to use a fork.
But don't.
Use a spoon.
Because you want to get every last drop. Waiter, there's a hair in my soup.
At least there's not a fly in that soup.
Okay, well, you never know.
That's true.
That was a palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's a kind of our tribute to soupy sales.
That got us off the topic of how effed up this radio station is.
Yeah, we were pursuing we're having a little witch hunt about a coffee stain on the, we're not petty on this show.
Well, no, listen. You know, I got to press a button, and then the button sticks. It makes it impossible to do the show.
See what I went and did? I didn't even know I was doing that. I went and got you all worked up again.
Oh, I was worked up about it. Funny worked up
coffee
about
stain,
it.
Coffee stain. A big-time coffee stain.
Did you find this Al guy? Whoever this Al guy is.
Al.
Al.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Al. You know, the least you can do is you spill something.
Right.
You clean it up, you write a note. You say, right. Guys, I spilled something.
Sorry. Al's probably out doing his regular job now. Stop, slow, stop,
give me
slow.
That, give me that list. Got his number right here.
Excellent. Now, we don't know before he is you know, accused. We have to find out if he was the guy that was in here that did that. Hold on, Charlie Broyhill stepping to the microphone.
That's the wrong Al.
That's the wrong Al.
Oh, really?
This is why.
Uh-huh. How do you know? How do you know?
Because the Al I'm thinking of is not that Al.
I don't even know this Al.
I do. It's
what
not
is he,
him.
What does he do here?
I don't know that either.
How many people work here total?
17. The Al you're looking for, I don't know.
The Al I'm looking for
is not on that list. It's
definitely one of your allergy jokes you just made there. You know, one of your
allergy.
All right, Al. But do we have figured out the Al yet?
Well, then, if nothing else, I'm going to call this guy and ask him who he is.
Last name Einstein.
I know. Tell him he's on the air.
No tell him he's on the air. Absolutely.
No problem.
He's on the employee list. I mean, you know, hey.
Who knows?
Maybe he knows the bad Al. Is this the good Al?
I've never heard of him before. I worked here 9 years, I never heard of this guy.
This is Mike Brinker at the Air Science Information.
Well, that's not even the same name.
That's not Al.
That's not Al.
Hold on.
We'll find out, though. And then when we find him, bring him down here and have Dan smell his fingers. And then we will have our culprit apprehended. And you know what the punishment is for coffee spillage in the control board is torture by McDonald's.
Ah! Mm-hmm.
That's hot cups of coffee, just one right after the other, poured into
in
the
your
crop.
Lap.
Mm-hmm.
Right in your lap. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is
the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Oh, come on, Don and Mike. You know who it is.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Who are you?
It's Veezy.
Jason?
Yes!
You must have dialed the wrong... Is your real name Al?
No, it's not.
All right,
who is my roommate? You're looking for my roommate.
Yeah. Does he work here?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he does. What did he do?
We think he spilled coffee on the board.
When?
Over the weekend.
Negative. He was in Alabama all weekend in Darwin's Playground.
Okay, gotcha.
Jason Veezy.
Well, listen, loved you in that show, Jason Veezy and the Argonauts, this weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Can we get, before you go, can you get a little Barry White, please, cutting a spot?
I'm cutting a damn spot, don't it?
thank you, Jason.
Okay, guys.
All right, that was...
Everybody has their gifts.
For Jason Feces. It was not him, and it was not his roommate, who was named Alan.
Alan was in Alabama.
Any luck, Charlie?
And who doesn't want a weekend there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Charlie does have something to report.
Yes, this is one of the things Charlie's extremely good at.
The Alan question does have another job, and I called him there, and he'll be back shortly.
Oh, okay, you were able to reach him there?
Yes.
While he's going, stop, slow, stop, slow.
No, he's selling light bulbs.
I do.
Are you kidding? Is that really what he does?
Well, that's who he works with.
Okay.
Oh, he works with Larry.
Yeah.
So he's a Westwood One guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so he should know better.
All right, guilty by association.
All right.
Off with his head. Time out, please.
No coffee anymore, only colas.
We have to regroup. I know Dan wants to come in and spray down these buttons so that they don't stick.
You think he could spray us down while he's at it?
We will be right.
Leave you.
I thought seriously about driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Having a beer, listening to the Don and Mike show. True.
That is grand.
Hello, Frank.
That is simply grand. Listen, we will be visiting Kathy C. Gifford, Cunnily Gifford, when she comes to D.C. to sign her homemade CD this week.
Good.
You'll hear that later this week on the show. Wednesday, we're going to be giving away diamond earrings for Mother's Day, courtesy of Mervis Diamond Importers. They offer unbeatable value and personal service from the diamond experts. Mervis Diamond Importers, 1-800-HER-LOVE. On the web, mervisdiamond.com. That's on Wednesday. And now on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to start trolling for this tomorrow.
Yes.
Because Thursday, we're going to have our biggest strip trivia ever.
It'll be spectacular.
When we offer the biggest prize ever for strip trivia. A free vacation to Tokyo, Japan.
That is a huge prize.
Wow. And that is courtesy... Pride 10 Martial Arts pay-per-view at the Cebu Dome in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow!
Your trip includes round-trip air, hotel, and ringside seats. Don't miss the Pride Fighting Championship 2000, only on pay-per-view this Saturday.
That's going to be cool. What a great prize that is.
So two great prizes in a row, diamonds and also a trip to Japan. We'll do both of those
things this week.
Excellent.
On this show. We will be on King of Queens tonight.
Yeah, I every time you mention it, I start thinking about it again. Our little, 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah, I think we should have a bet. I bet we're not on camera for more than 14 seconds.
I'm not going to dispute you on that, because I would say 15 seconds max. So, I mean, it's not that much more. I don't think there's any... I think 15 seconds is actually even pushing it.
You think so?
I think maybe like 10 seconds. I'll say 10 seconds.
We're definitely not overselling this tonight.
No.
And we're also not going to urge you to turn off everything else and watch King of Queens. We would if we were prominently featured.
No, watch whatever you want. But I'll tell you right now, and you have to search for us, I'm sure. But then we get those... Didn't we get two calls about guys who said we were on the promo?
Yeah, guys who said they saw commercials for it, and the way they described it was the way it happened. Of course, we discussed it on the radio when we came back from Los Angeles.
Yep.
So, that's the thing about this show. You never know if you can trust anybody who calls with anything on this show.
Yeah, because it could be an elaborate setup, and then the guy calls back, ha-ha, made you think you were, some guy will call in and say, you guys had speaking parts.
Well, tonight, where it has the part in USA Today where they tell you what's on TV, they have no recap for what the plot is on King of Queens.
That's how you know it's going to be a good show.
However, I don't see why it won't win the time slot. It's on against the 4th annual Celebrity Weddings, That 70s Show, and Dateline NBC.
Well, Dateline, that's a tough competitor.
That sounds like a big winner. I bet they win the time slot.
I hope they beat Stone Phillips.
Even with us on for 15 seconds.
So watch it then. Then watch it.
Last night when I was watching, what were we watching last night? Oh, we love watching that hour. We love, as a family, it's one of the few times we get together, we watch The Simpsons and Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we watched those shows last night, and they ran a commercial for a Fox show that's coming up, I think, tomorrow. Give them credit. Those slime buckets at Fox, they keep coming up with new ways to hook you.
Are they dragging the river again?
No. Actually, they're not.
What are they doing?
It's a ripoff of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
With 50 kids.
A kids' version.
Except these are genius kids.
Oh, really?
Like they put them in the same hot seat, and they've got the big overhead lights, and they go, she knows the square root of 1,847. He knows the theory of relativity inside and out. But which of these, bum, 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 50 children is America's smartest kid.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, that's almost bordering on productive.
It's the battle of the genius kids.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Battle of the genius kids?
Right.
And, they play like for $1 million or something.
Do you know what they're doing, really? They're going back to formulas that were used in the 50s in television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't they used to have the Whiz Kids?
Right.
Yeah, that's what the Whiz Kids were.
Yeah, except these kids are all... like geniuses.
Well, that's what the Whiz Kids were. They were geniuses. Don't you remember? What was it? It was some movie. It was in some movie. It might have been Radio Days, Woody Allen, when they were talking about the Whiz Kids.
I hate Woody Allen.
And they were down on the boardwalk, and they saw the Whiz Kid, and the Whiz Kids were geniuses. These are just what they're doing is, it's like the $64,000 question. They're taking ideas from the 50s, and they're working. Who doesn't want to watch that?
They're bringing back the 15-minute sitcom, another idea from the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who knew there was a 15-minute sitcom? Well, see, Buzz?
Yeah, see, I was around.
What? You know
there.
What? You walked into that one, okay? Here I am thinking I'm going to go in today with a different attitude. I'm going not to make any age jokes about Buzz today.
Right.
And you walked right into that one yourself.
But you see, you don't like that, do you? When you say that these are ideas from the 50s, because you don't... That's that ever forward, live in the now, futuristic, like science fiction stuff. It bothers you to hear that these are ideas that were used in the 50s. You want to think that this baby genius...
Charlie's favorite movie.
You want to think that it's a brand new idea that was created by Fox, but it's probably just a rehash.
Yeah, right. There is nothing new.
Hello? Hello?
Got a mic.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I saw that trailer that they had for the King of Queens, and there's absolutely no freaking way anybody could have seen you guys. That thing went so quick. Whether, I'm a fairly observant person, and there's no way you could tell. I mean, it did show Kevin James, and it showed Cut to Leah, and it showed them a couple times back and forth, but it was so quick. There's no way.
I'm sure that this guy is probably more on the level than the other guys.
Although it hurts to hear it.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Like you didn't know it. You didn't know it.
That one guy that called in, you guys are all over that promo. No, I wanted to believe that.
Tomorrow, right, we lost again. Tomorrow, I guarantee the first part of the show will just be us bitching about how we were not prominently featured in King of Queens.
They will always beat us.
But at least we, you know, at least we know that. Mm-hmm. At least we're telling people up front, mm-hmm. listen, we got dicked out of our time on the show. At least, thank God, this time we're not coming on and saying, you know,
right.
watch this, having our radio stations have viewing parties.
Because frankly, the last time, I felt like at least my family and friends were humoring me a little, even with the last time. You know, saying,
yeah.
hey, it was great, it was terrific, come on.
Right.
I mean, it was, you know, we're back, we're windowed, we're like a curtain.
Hello, we're mannequins.
Right.
We're mannequins with feelings.
Sure, you could put a mannequin there and probably, you know, it would be so quick, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Hello.
We're up there acting our asses off.
Donald Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, this is Donald. I called to tell you that in South Carolina they have a Volkswagen commercial. And all through this little song they say Don and Mike, and I was wondering if you'd heard it yet.
Now, this could be that standard error that's made when they're actually saying dynamite.
Yes. Are you sure they're not saying dynamite?
It might be, but I mean, like I said, I feel like an idiot now, but I mean, it did sound like...
Would it be like explosive savings or anything else like that in the commercial?
No, this just sings a song. When you finally been where you... Or finally get where you want to be, it flashes the Volkswagen and it sounds like it says Don and Mike, and it might say dynamite.
Do you remember what context the Don and Mike part's in?
It just Don and Mike. And it'll sing some more, and then it'll go Don and Mike.
Okay. I'm positive. It has nothing to do with us. But thank you for the subliminal advertising.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Go back to the potato chip factory's waiting for you.
Potatoes.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
What are you guys wearing tonight on King and Queens?
Now listen, this is why we'll be so easy to pick up on King and Queens, because both Mike and I are shirtless.
Absolutely.
We are the only people in the restaurant who are shirtless, and we are playing with each other's nipples.
And we're completely swathed in oil. So we're very shiny. You can see us very easily.
And I have a giant 666 written on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I see you guys on the web? What do you guys look like?
Well, now, why are you asking that? We're trying to describe what to look for tonight. Don's got the big 666, and I have the Harley-Davidson logo on my back.
Look tonight in a restaurant scene in King and Queens, as you put it.
But when we're both, let's mention, we're both wearing party hats, too.
And we are shirtless, playing with each other's nipples, oiled down, 666, and Harley-Davidson. You can't miss us, even if we're on for 10 seconds.
Good deal. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hope you'll be watching tonight, King and Queens.
Another satisfied customer.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, guys, that stupid dum that called and said, oh, I'm an observant guy, and I didn't see in the commercials,
yes?
He's an idiot.
Why?
It's a 15-second spot, and there are literally only four people in any of the shots. It's Leah and Kevin and the two of you.
Huh.
Every time there's a shot.
Are you toying with us, sir?
No,
you know what?
I was watching golf. I saw it like three times over the weekend.
I'll tell you this. People live to burst our bubbles.
I'm trying to stop that guy who said you weren't in it at all from bursting your bubble. Because I swear to the
Lord. Don, I want to believe him.
I know you do. Don't believe him.
I know. I'm going to be just totally disappointed.
Well, keep an eye out on CBS. I'm sure they'll run the promo tonight beforehand. It's just the four of you. Because, Mike, you're looking towards them. You've got your back away from the table that Kevin and Leah are sitting at.
Again, something that could have been discerned by simply listening to us talking.
I'm not
it.
That much of a freak.
You might be playing a cruel joke.
You do some nice hand gestures. I'm telling you, you just got to keep an eye on it. You're all over the place.
Look at us.
I'm not buying into it.
Silly fools.
I wonder if...
You're on some tonight.
You're on King of Queens tonight.
It's just the four of us, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to support the guy about the commercial. It's a Volkswagen Beetle commercial.
Yes.
And I saw it's kind of a techno Euro program song, and the only words it sounds like it's saying are Don and Mike. And I saw it like two or three times. It's look forward to Beetle ads, a special color of Beetle only available on the internet.
So
you turn the volume up. It seems
I saw that commercial last night. I didn't hear anybody singing our names.
It's just the three of us, the car, you, and me.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio guys.
Hey, buddy.
I was guessing that the guy who originally said he thought he heard Don and Mike, I thought he might have been referring to the commercial that features Mr. Roboto in the background. Have you seen that one? Where the two
guys
are...
That is good where you see these two guys driving along and you don't hear any music, but you just see the guy mouthing the words to Mr. Roboto.
I haven't seen that one.
And then he opens up the door, and then you and then they let you in on it because you just see this guy driving down the road and his head's going, going crazy. And then he opens up the door and you hear, thank you very much, oh, Mr. Roboto.
It's a good song to jam to.
But in that song, they go, Domo Arigato, and they say it really fast, and I thought that's what the guy might have been talking about.
You think the people are hearing Domo Arigato and think that's Don and Mike?
Well, the guy was from the South. What do you expect?
Jesus. Oh, man.
Yeah, but another guy called to back him up. Mm-hmm. I believe him. The jingle, they wanted to get the car. They wanted to sell cars, and they figured if they put our names in there, they'd sell more cars. And I bet we're in that 15-second promo. I bet we're in there 20, 25 seconds.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've heard the Volkswagen commercial, and I definitely thought it said Don and Mike also, but now that you say dynamite, you might be right. But I do have something else. Aren't you guys always complaining about how much Ken and everybody's on you with production stuff and just leave the show alone, but now you're asking for them to get more involved in the show?
No. We're not asking them to get involved in the show at all. We're simply asking them to follow basic radio rules.
Yeah, we're not talking about our show. We're talking about the production on the radio station. And the way that the radio station is run on the weekends.
But it just seems to me you guys complain an awful lot about how much they oversee.
Thank you for listening to my point, sir.
Appreciate that. You know, today is the day for empty-headed ball busters to call the show.
Absolutely. Guys that have no intention of having any kind of dialogue or listening to the answers. What I'm telling you is your point doesn't make any sense now. You were saying we want Ken to keep his hands out of our show. That's the content of our show. It's not the production elements on the radio station.
Very good. I stand corrected.
Right.
Jesus.
Thank you.
He didn't
want
to do that.
Someday we're going to get a button. And I promise I would only use this button once a show. Just one time I could press a button and just immediately shock one of these douchebags that calls us.
Sure.
And you know what? I think it would only shock the guys who say, okay, well, I was wrong. Thank you very much.
And then just run away.
Yeah, those are the guys I would shock.
And, of course, it'd be like a new toy when you got it at first, too. And there might be a few innocent people that got shocked along the way, but that's okay.
You know how it would work, though. I'd say, okay, I shocked five people the first day. I won't shock anybody else the rest of the week.
That's right.
And then I'd shock somebody Tuesday and say, okay, put that down the account towards next week.
We'd have to have meetings with management about your shocking people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I got to back up Cletus because over the weekend I heard, just saw that commercial, three times. And by the third time, I was cranking it up trying to figure out what he says. And it does sound exactly like he says Dynamite. It's like a dance song. It sounds like a brother singing. And he says something like, take a look, Dynamite. Take a look, Dynamite. Something like that.
We need a copy of it.
Either that or he said Ken Beatrice. One or the other.
All right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
You have to read a little disclaimer. It says, hi, this is the Dynamite Show. You're about to be shocked.
Hello.
Hello?
If you call the Don and Mike show, you run the risk of being shocked.
All bad callers of the Don and Mike show subject to electrical shock.
Whoa. That would be real shock.
I saw that commercial, too.
Yes?
But I thought it was a commercial for Mercedes. It was a Mercedes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that song they're talking about, I have it right now. It's by a group called The Roots from Philadelphia.
All right.
I have the song. I have all their CDs, I promise you.
All right.
Can I talk to them?
You're talking to us.
Hey, gosh, you guys are the greatest people alive.
Jesus. Just play the song, son.
All right, hold on.
It's a new compliment, though. I'm going
to
file it.
Something.
We're the greatest people alive.
Okay. The group is called The Roots from Philadelphia.
All right, I don't want to do a commercial for them. I just like to hear the song.
I'm sorry. But the song is called Dynamite, and it's the Reflex commercial for the VW Bug.
Okay, this guy has it, I think. That sounds right.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second. Man, you guys are just so cool. Here we go. Yeah, you guys are just so good.
Here we go.
I'm starting to get suspicious.
This
guy says Joe Mama.
No, I swear to God, I'm nervous. You guys are...
You're
going to
be the first shocker on this show.
Just take your time. You don't need to talk. Just find it. We'll keep you on the air here. I just feel like we're getting set up. You guys are so good. You guys... And Joe Mama...
Hold on, I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm not trying to make it too loud.
I don't hear anything, do you?
Well, there's definitive proof. Okay, I heard a thing that sounded like Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Dynamite.
Radio right. God, the song is called Dynamite by the Roots.
Hold on, please. Another guy who has a song. Phil?
Yeah.
Phil? Phil, do you have it on tape?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it, please.
Okay, here it is.
Same song, different guys. Got to be real.
Yeah, absolutely. Then it's Dynamite.
Dynamite, mm-hmm. Right.
Which is what I said to that first guy.
That's like somebody watching the show Good Times and saying, man, Jimmy J.J. Walker loves your show. He's constantly saying, Don and Mike.
Right. It's Dynamite.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, my friend. All right, and you, thank you. Thank
you. Don and Mike.
Appreciate it.
You guys are so good, I will give my life for you guys anytime you need.
Thank you. Do it now, please.
Hey, can I just say one thing?
What?
You guys are the best ever.
Okay.
Plain and simple. What's up, Roberson, Ben, and Ethan?
Right on.
You guys have a great week, all right?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, look, those guys are jerking you guys around big time. First of all, have you ever saw the promo for the King of Queens, and you know the guy, you know when they give a close-up shot and the background is blared?
Yes.
All right, that's the shot that they gave on it. I mean, there's no way you guys could even be recognized, even if you were there on that shot, you know?
Yeah. I believe this guy, Mike.
I do too, Don, but it hurts just the same.
No, but seriously, I mean, you can clearly see that the background is blurred, but you can make out that other guy. It's fine.
Yeah, but you can doctor tapes.
Yeah, I know. Huh? I believe this guy. This guy's probably being honest with us.
I think he's being very honest with us.
And you know that guy that y'all had on the air a couple of weeks ago? I mean, not on the air. What's the guy's name from the King of Queens?
Kevin James.
No, these nuts!
Trying to get these guys.
Now, there's a sticky wicket. The guy that was doing the D's Nuts call was calling to tell us we're not on the promo.
I know.
So that's how he sucked us in.
Which means there's a chance. I know what you're thinking. That we really are in the show.
Because we would have gotten easy. You know, it was great reverse psychology.
Yes.
Normally, only the guys that call him with real good stuff that suck us in.
Right. Give him credit.
That's right. I know just sitting out there is that Joe Mama landmine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Come on. Jesus. I like big butts. How old is that song? Somebody just calling us playing that song for us?
I'd use the word timeless, though.
still there. I keep trying to hang up on that line.
It's, you can't age a classic.
There he goes. He hung up. Alrighty, hung up. Time out, everybody. Thanks for all the calls. We will be right back.
Is this going to be a good day? Oh, no, I don't think so.
Phil, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to get an update for you. You said to me today in the office that, what's the deal? When are we going back to New York?
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to give you an update and trying to let everybody in New York know when we're coming back. And the answer is, I don't know, because I don't know about the phone line situation at WNEW, and it's been impossible to get a hold of any of the management people from Infinity since they're all at their big horror fest in Las Vegas.
Ah, yes. Congratulating each other, patting each other on the back, and in general, just thinking how wonderful they are.
Circle J.O. So tomorrow on the show, I think we're going to find the hotel where they're staying.
Very good.
And we will call the various managers of CBS Infinity Station.
They all have a king-size bed, and they put probably 7 to 8 managers in a room out there in the same bed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
This is Steve Etzel calling. I don't know if you guys had already trying to guess the secret sound.
Huh?
So, come on, guys. Don't break on me now. I'm at work. I'm ready to punch out here. It's hot. And
hey, you just calm yourself down.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what do you want?
On the secret sound there. I don't know if it's been guessed yet. Has it been guessed yet?
Which one?
The last one I heard about was the grill with the electronic igniter. Now, the one after that.
No, that has not been guessed yet. No.
Oh, good. So I know what it is.
So you were calling to play our game.
Yes.
All right, and you can't wait for touchtones for everybody calling. But
no,
I tell you what, if you're absolutely positive
that
you know what the answer is,
right?
Let's see how positive you think you are.
Okay.
Are you positive enough to give out your home telephone number on the air if you're wrong?
Let's see. Jeez, I don't know if my girlfriend liked that. You know what? So what? Go ahead.
Okay, hold on, Rob. Get this fella's phone number. Are you at home now?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, no way to verify.
No way to verify. Would you shave? Would you come down here and shave your head?
Well, I'm a former Marine. I might have to do that. It wouldn't hurt me.
Well, what city do you live in?
Well, I live in Deal, Maryland.
In Deal, Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what. If you give Rob all of your information, including your phone number at work,
right,
and we call you back,
okay,
I'll give you a shot, and if you're wrong, you have to come down here and have your head shaved.
All right, I'll do it.
Do you have long hair now?
No, it's pretty short. I had it. I'm good to go. If I shave my head, so what?
You know what? And it's done. This time, can we make it shave his head smooth with shaving cream and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. Or maybe just...
You know what? If you want to do that, so be it.
Or maybe just half of his head.
No.
Half of his head.
Well, you know, I have to have a little bit of professional look here.
Well, let me... Sir, I got news for you. When you walk out of the studio, you can do whatever you want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of shaving half of it.
Just half.
Shaving half of his head smooth, like cue ball bald smooth with shaving cream and everything.
And do you have any facial hair?
Do I know?
Okay. Because that's too bad. I was going to say we could take... One
this
side
this
of
is
his,
it if I lose, right?
Take one side of his head and then take the other side of his beard.
Right. That would be great.
Oh, that's a
two-faced man.
Look like a Star Trek guy.
You know what? So be it.
All right, hold on, please.
All right.
Robbie, get all of that guy's information.
He's either very competent or very dumb.
Well.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything.
You figure it out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I think I'd like to pass on some information that Don and Mike listeners, you know, would find very important.
What's that?
It has to do with the movie Gladiator, but I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the commercials for it.
God, I was dying to see that friggin' movie this weekend.
Yeah, I asked you that when I came in today. I thought you'd see that over the weekend.
We couldn't because we were doing all that stuff at my kid's school. We're just dying to see that movie.
Looks great.
Well, the breastplates that they wear in that movie, the ones with, like, the raised-up little animals and stuff on them and stuff like that, those are called, one of those would be called a queer ass. And it's spelled C-U-I-R-A-S.
A queer ass?
Queer ass?
And I thought that'd be really funny, you know, going with, like, the whole, like, gay...
Meladius, I need my queer ass. We are going to battle.
Skirtilius. Where I can't possibly do battle without my queer ass. Hello, this is Skirtilius. Where is my queer ass? Hello. Analanius? Have you seen my queer ass?
It's lying on the bed where you left it.
Vaselinius? Where is my queer ass?
It's next to the one on the wall hanging up next to K.Y.S.
Filterus?
Sphinctus? I need my queer ass to go into battle.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that. I love, making Roman names into something that sounds dirty.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, hello.
Tell him it's Uncle Larry calling.
All right. First off, you're on the air and you can't say the S word.
Can't say those dirty words, Mr. Brinkley.
I'm sorry. This is your charming, delightful old Uncle Larry. I heard
it's Larry
all
Michael calling.
No, this is a guy who's trying to sound like Larry Lujack.
I heard all that negative stuff you said about me last week. You're almost as bad as Steve Dahl, for God's sake.
This is not Larry Lujack. However, this is someone who's inside the radio business.
I just want to stay out here with my big blue whale bucks in Idaho and golf.
See, this is like a radiophile. This guy,
so he knows all about Larry Lujack.
This guy
Lujack
knows way too much about Larry Lujack. Yes, Charlie?
Could this be Big Don?
No. I don't think so.
This is somebody who grew up in Chicago.
I don't think Big Don is on the sauce anymore because I heard him...
And this guy is.
I heard Big Don a couple of weekends ago.
Don, I used to hear you in Chicago when I was a kid.
Right, goodbye. I used to... I heard Big Don O'Brien on... Oldie Station in Baltimore about 2 weeks ago, like doing a Sunday afternoon show.
Oh, good.
And he didn't sound drunk at all.
So that's how you determine he's not on the sauce anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then he was working.
Oh, okay.
On a Sunday. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
Long time listener.
Yeah.
Thank you for the bio.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Saw Toya on, what was it, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she had on a ring.
Mm.
What does that ring symbolize?
So she wants your big heat-seeking moisture missile.
Hey.
That's right.
I don't think Toya's involved with anybody, my brother.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Are you interested in our Toya?
Yeah, she's real cute.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
She's cute, too.
She likes the White Devil, though.
Oh, no, no,
yeah.
No.
No, I think she likes white meat.
Well, I can change all of that.
Really? Well, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
People have told me...
Fred Sanford?
Yeah, right.
Grady?
No, no, Grady. No, not that old. Almost there, but not that old.
Really?
No,
Morgan Freeman?
Said, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Listen, I want to tell you something. Among brothers, Sam Jackson is like the way that white guys drop Tom Cruise.
No, Denzel is like the way guys... Because they all, a lot of the brothers say Denzel because they know that that's the guy that they should say.
Do you think so, really?
Yeah, more than I would say that when you ask, when you say celebrity most resemble, if a guy's going to just lie and find the guy that he thinks that the ladies will love, he will say Denzel before Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, not in my case. People have actually told me that. And I always tell them I don't believe it because I don't see it. But that's what they've said.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, come to one of our next Las Vegas-style shows. We'll pull you up there and introduce you to her.
All right, I sure will.
Okay.
I'll be next time, come back to Bohagers, okay?
All right. Thank you, Grady.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See
ya. Maybe he looks like Aunt Esther. She's going through the whole Sanford and Son cast right now. Hello, Mike in Alaska.
Hey, this is Testicles, and I'm looking for a queer ass.
Testicles.
Testicles, we should have had that one.
I like Testicles.
Good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hi, when I stir the soup, I think of curly fries and Ken Beatrice.
Wow.
Okay, well, congratulations, honey.
That's going back a long way. He's retiring now, so you may want to call his show. Lay that on him one night.
Hello, Don at my show. Hello.
About that, about your King of Queens promo.
Yes, so, King and Queens.
The King and Queens, yeah.
Yes, the King and Queens.
Here it comes, incidentally. Here
and
it comes.
You're still wrong about the title of the show, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, what is the title of the show, really?
King of Queens.
All right.
Okay, but here it comes.
When it opens up, it switches back between Kevin and Leah, and then it switches.
Yeah, you can't even get it out. All right.
There you go.
Okay. No, don't even try to continue.
You blew it.
All right, goodbye.
That was so obvious.
Goodbye.
That was the Joe Mama of Joe Mama calls right there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Oh, hey! It's the 15% retarded Tom Gavin. Tom the Monster.
Hi, Tom.
Watch the R-word.
All right. Sorry. I'll just call you the 15% man.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Tommy.
You know what?
What?
That yellow cab driver was lost.
You're right. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for the insight,
bye,
Tom.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who knows what the hell he's talking about?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is this me?
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, thank you.
Cool. Listen, Don, I got a question for you.
Yes.
That song that you played when you came back from commercial?
Yes.
You know, only want to steal my, or I always got to steal my kids from.
Yes, by Ben Harper.
Ben Harper? Cool. And I had another thing to say. You're on this little Greek name kick right now. One of my fraternity brothers is actually nicknamed Testicles, and another one is nicknamed Scrotius Minimus.
Scrotius Minimus.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Scrotius Minimus, where's Testicles?
He's putting on his queer ass. Oh, do you have the... Oh, here's the phone number. Okay, is he at work now, Rob?
He's at work.
Can we call him Big Don?
No. The guy who wants to guess the secret sound.
Very good. I had Big Don on the brain.
You know, I wish Big Don O'Brien would call in.
Mm-hmm. I like Big Don, and he's always been a good friend
of
mine.
As a matter of fact, I guess I was coming back from the beach, and...
Is he still on TV? Anywhere?
I don't think so. I was so shocked to hear him, I actually called Fred.
Hey,
hold on a second. I actually called Fred up at the car phone, and I said, God damn it, listen to this, it's Big Don O'Brien. I waited till the end of the record, and I held the telephone by the speakers on the radio.
So you listened him to a break.
To prove that he was alive.
That's very cool.
We hadn't heard anything from him. It's Steven, right?
Yes, sir.
Steven, okay, you're on the air.
All right.
And the deal now is we have this guy's address, we have this guy's phone number. And I'm going to take you as a man of your word.
Absolutely.
That if you do not correctly guess the secret sound, that tomorrow you will come down to get half of your head shaved.
I will be in that area tomorrow for some business anyway, so
okay,
be.
So, and the deal is we will take half of your head and shave it. I mean, not just, first of all, shear it off and then take shaving cream and shave it off.
Clean off.
Who's going to shave it, number one?
Rob's usually the barber.
Yeah, Rob will do the actual.
Back, yes.
And then Mike and I will take turns lathering your head up and using some disposable razor.
Because we like that part.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
All right, now, and the only reason we're doing this, for the record, is because this guy called up and was so confident.
Right.
Said he was positive he knows the secret sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to call you Friday, but. Saturday, I know you guys are on the air. You have some of the repeats working, and
right,
I was excited. I told you what it worked.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't call Saturday, sir.
Here we go.
All right.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound that has led this man, Stephen, from Deal, Maryland, to call and actually put half of his head on the line.
And the odds are in my.
And now with something really on the line.
Very exciting moment here.
An old-fashioned hat, half a head shaving tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Steven, for $500 or half your hair, what is that sound?
Do the sound again. He had too much going on right there. One more time, fellas. Come on.
You want to hear it one more time?
I do.
You called up because you knew what it was.
I know, but this is the sound after the igniter, right? And you haven't had one since?
He might be using this. Just shut up for a second.
All right.
He might be using this, to back out if we didn't let him hear it a second time.
All right, I'll play it one more time. Here it is. Shut your pie hole. Here you go.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, I'm in.
What is it?
Okay, here it is. This sound, I believe, to the best of my professional ability.
Yes, what?
Is the sound of a walk-in cooler handled in a restaurant or some type of food institution.
Hold on. We will see you tomorrow.
What time?
First part of the show. I'm sure we'll spend the first half hour talking about how we got gypped out of time on King of Queens, but right after that.
That's right, it's your head.
Hold on, please.
All righty.
Hold on, please. Big dummy.
Beautiful.
Robbie, get his info. Give him directions.
Sure. Get us some razors in here, shaving cream, all that good stuff.
All that stuff. All right, old fashioned shaving tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Their experience. They struck tea. Don and Mike.
All right, not to backtrack too much. But I just want to go back very quickly to two previous topics we had on today's show.
Very good.
First, when we were screaming about how effed up this station is on the weekend,
right?
The station WJFK-FM, I got a hold of the weekend lineup for this station.
Good.
Okay? And it involves commercials for products like Great American Products, LTA Media, The Wade Cook Show, The Garden Show, Case Design Show, Crystal Ford Show, The Computer Tutor Show, and then you get down to this one, Taboo Talk.
Now that sounds interesting.
Right, and I looked in the rack, here in the rack where we have all of the tapes that the station never plays, that say the call letters.
Taboo Talk.
It says, Taboo Talk Disclaimer. So I put it in the machine.
Taboo.
And nothing better illustrates exactly what we were screaming about, how the station blows on the weekend. Just listen to this.
The following show, Taboo Talk, is a paid commercial announcement. This is WJFK-FM.
The following is Taboo Talk.
Is that like the biggest piece of crap?
What college did they get that from?
High school.
No,
that is an insult to college radio.
What is it? Does anybody know what this show is? Is it on the wee hours of the morning?
They buy 5 hours of time.
They buy it.
From 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. on Saturday night, Sunday morning.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Anybody?
No. Anybody? Nobody in this room.
No, nobody knows.
Sleeping at that hour.
Nobody knows. Okay, so I just wanted to play you that off, because that is awful.
It might be relatively new, because that used to be the punk show's time slot, before they busted up the bathroom too many times and were invited to
leave. Listen to the production value here.
The following show, Taboo Talk, is a paid commercial announcement. This is WJFK-FM.
Christ. Dude. This is supposed to be a major market station.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when we were doing that whole rap about how bad this station is, how unprofessional it is.
Right.
It's funny how things work out.
Everything kind of goes full circle when we're having a show like this. Questions seem to answer themselves.
Uh-huh. Okay. While we were doing all of that, Big Don O'Brien called. called in and left a message on Charlie Broyhill's voicemail.
Okay.
At approximately 4:40 today when we were doing the whole thing about how the station sucks.
Well, that's funny because you were just talking about Big Don a minute ago, talking about how you heard him on the radio.
And I mentioned that.
You said he's off the sauce.
Off the sauce.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Listen to this message.
So now we're checking a machine.
Broyhill just came in during the commercials and said, you should hear the message Big Don O'Brien left about an hour and a half ago.
You heard Big Don over the weekend on the radio, right?
Like
Saturday.
Two weekends ago.
So doing a Saturday show.
Right. You got it, Charlie? Here it is.
Charlie. Big Don here. Tell him right on. What's wrong with these radio stations these days? Give me a call back. 410.
Leave his phone number off.
729-46. See you later. What's the matter with these guys? Bye.
We should call him.
Next.
Okay. A good guy.
Great guy. One of our closest friends.
One of our closest friends. That is an interesting machine message there.
Okay.
Hey. I will tell you this. Let me tell you something about Don O'Brien.
I want to hear it again.
Don sounds like that sometimes when he's...
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God he does.
Listen, no, that's...
That could be with a big grin on his face
That is Monday afternoon bombed.
It's only the way he said radio station.
No, it's Monday afternoon bombed. I don't want to call him. I just want to hear it again. I really don't. I mean, because he is a friend of ours.
Right.
I mean, really, it's bad enough playing this message.
It is happy hour. It wasn't 2 hours ago, though.
Well, it wasn't some time zone.
Somewhere.
That's true.
Is.
Hey, Charlie. Big John here. Tell him right on. What's wrong with these radio stations these days? Give me a call back. 410.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There's no way. Come on.
What's wrong with these radio stations these days?
Is that it? Okay. I wanted to hear the last part again. Because after his phone number, he says something else.
Right.
It's like, right on or something.
Right on!
What's the matter with these guys? Bye.
That was it. Okay.
Bye.
Sitting there in his bathtub. Okay.
All right. I don't want to call him. I'm sorry. He's a friend.
Big Don O'Brien.
Just funny.
Yeah, and
called like 2 hours ago, and it was just a little over 45 minutes ago, just speaking of him.
2 hours ago would have been about 26 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
I see. I think that's happy hour.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hello.
A buddy of mine, this guy I live with, said when he's like, he speaks like five languages, he said when Nick Joe was on there, when I guess he talked to you guys in Korean. He said like something like you guys were jerks or something. Like
I don't buy it.
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't.
Do you want to talk to him, my friend?
No.
Okay, he's here. If you want to talk to him.
No, thanks.
Oh man. Okay.
See, we're either walking into a D's Nuts or Joe Mama.
Absolutely, couldn't be any more obvious.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah, of course we are. We're good. Christ, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
we got you. What do you mean we're good?
You can tell by the tone at the very beginning.
Jesus.
You're very good, you.
No, we're not very good. He was very bad.
He was very bad, but also I do believe we're getting better.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Matt and Sack.
Yes, Matt.
Hey, that promo you played from Taboo show over the weekend, that sounds a lot like Lewis the Retard to me.
It's not Lewis the Retard.
All right, thank you,
Mike. Are you positive?
Thank you. You sound drunk, too, though, now that I think about it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, that goof who just called to get the secret sound, that kind of reminded me of John Lovitz on Saturday Night Live trying to give the wrong answer so they'd keep giving him a wedgie.
You know, this guy sounds drunk to me, too. This is three guys in a row now that sound drunk.
I'm strictly sober.
You say this is the third guy that sounds drunk, and every single one of them sounds absolutely sober to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
I really wanted to talk to Mike off the air.
Yeah, what do you want to talk to me off the air about?
About an old friend that we're going to have a party for. I just wanted to get a glossy of you.
You wanted to get a glossy?
A glossy?
Yeah, a picture of you guys. Because I know you don't make appearances at
I'm not gonna
old,
get sucked
old
in.
Friend from out the Eastern Shore.
I'm not going to...
Be very careful, Mike.
No, Mike, honest to God, I'm not lying to you.
What's the person's first name?
Bob.
Bob.
Bob goes in you?
No.
So this is real. Do you mind saying the name on the air?
Kind of, because he might be listening.
All right. It's a surprise.
Can you take me off and I'll tell you his last
name? What line is he on?
Five.
All right.
Five, Mike.
Okay, you're off the air. Who is it?
Who is it?
No. No. Sorry. Bye.
Was it anything funny?
No, it was anybody I knew.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. The guy didn't act like I should know him either. You know, it was like, oh, okay, bye.
Was it Bob Skin?
No. No, it wasn't.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, it's party.
Don and Mike.
But every weekend's a party for him.
I know what the secret sound is.
What?
I know what the secret sound is.
No, you don't.
No, you
positive.
Don't.
100% positive.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. All right, listen.
What?
Well, first off, turn your radio down for the love of God.
All right, it's down.
All right, he's down. All right, if you would like the same deal as the other guy, hold on.
We can save the other side of his hair.
Yes.
Well, I don't have no hair as it is. I'll do something else.
No.
You don't have no hair? Why don't you have no hair?
Well, I'm going bald already at my young age.
How old are you?
26.
26.
You're going bald? Do you have any hair?
No, actually, I was going bald, and I shaved it all off.
Okay, so you have a smooth head.
Yeah.
Well, then there must be something else we can do to you besides shave your head.
Well,
get him a tattoo.
I'll do a tattoo.
You would do a tattoo?
I will do a tattoo.
Would you do a tattoo that says, I'm an ass?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Hole is a great band that features Courtney Love.
Tattoos are for life. That wouldn't.
That's right.
Off.
That's right. A tattoo is for life.
I'll do a tattoo saying Don and Mike, I'm on. How about that? Don and Mike, I'm on forever.
It would have to be something that's not nice about you. Well, how about I'm a retard?
Write it in Chinese, I'll do it.
Write it in Chinese. No, I'm
in
sorry.
Chinese, I'll do it.
No. No, sorry.
Anything else besides a tattoo then?
Why don't you turn your radio down?
You still hit? All right. Here we go.
How about turn your radio down?
There we go. It's down.
How about turn your radio down on your tattooed on your forehead? That's good.
I'm serious. And maybe we'll do it backwards so when you look in the mirror, you can read it like ambulance. How about turn your radio down tattooed on your forehead?
No way.
All right, then. Goodbye.
I can't do it?
No.
We've just given you the opportunity.
All right.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Yeah, I know the secret sound.
Listen, all right, what you have to do is get tattooed on your forehead, if you're incorrect, I am an idiot.
I am an idiot.
On your forehead, tattooed if you're incorrect.
How about shaving my head?
Do you have a big head of hair?
I have, I'd say, about 2 inches of hair.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. Now every guy's going to come out of the woodwork.
And
on
the other guy already, you know, the one guy called.
I'd be willing to drive down from Pennsylvania.
Great. If you want a guess, if you're positive, you know, then you would have to have on your forehead shaved the words, I am an idiot.
Tattooed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I know
tattooed.
It.
Tattooed. Well, if you know it, then you got nothing to worry about.
Right.
Oh, come on. I can't tattoo something on my forehead.
Well, that's tough. Then you're the one that knows, so that's it.
Oh, come on.
That's our final offer.
Final offer?
Final offer.
Nothing else.
Right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
You lose again.
Once again.
Oh, he didn't want the tattoo.
No, he didn't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods, how you doing?
How you doing? Great, thank you.
Hey, listen, got a question for you. I'm down here on the Eastern Shore listening to you guys on the 2-bit WETT.
Right.
And how do I get them from preempting the show at 7 o'clock?
Listen, stations all over the country do that. There's nothing we can do about that.
Okay, I've heard you guys complain about it before. I just wanted to see possibly if I
could. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, boo-boo.
Oh, hi, honey.
Frida's calling, Don.
Hello, sweetheart.
Please stop censoring me, honey.
Oh, you can do whatever you want, baby.
Thank you.
Herbert.
Thank you, love.
I can't wait to see you on the King of Queens.
Me either, honey. Love you.
I love you, sweetheart.
Bye, baby.
Bye, sugar bear.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's nice. That guy does crack me up.
There he goes. Hey, could I hear the Big Don message one more time? Just one more time before we go to break.
It makes you smile.
It does.
It does. He was commenting on the content of the show.
Just one more time. Pull up your voicemail, please, Charlie.
I think he's cold sober.
I would, if it wasn't a friend of ours, and it wasn't someone's profession on the line.
I understand.
I would make the bet of
on the line
bets.
like that matters.
Well, okay, what he has left.
He's always been, we've talked to him about that before.
I know we have. I know, but
he's been cool about it.
I know. I just don't know what his job situation is now.
Absolutely. Happy
birthday. Hey, Charlie. Big John here. Tell him right on.
To leave messages, enter 5.
What are you doing?
Review old messages, 6. Setup options, 7.
I don't know. Charlie just pressed the
main,
button.
Main menu. There are no new messages.
What are you doing? Oh, he effed it up. Hold on, wait a minute. Charlie.
All right.
He's got to go back.
Charlie, the technical wizard of the show, the guy that has more. He ought to have, like, a cell phone station on top of his head.
He does have, like, 1 million messages.
He has lots of gadgets. That's what I was referring to.
Inspector Gadget.
It's the Don and Mike.
Everybody keep cool.
Where'd that go?
There it is. Been so long since we played that, I lost it.
We used to do it all the time when he'd come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going through his 1 million messages.
Hey, Buzz, if this was you,
yes,
we'd be busting balls right now.
I noticed that.
Come on, Father Time.
Sure.
Hey, Buzz?
Mm-hmm. I'm not alone. You know what those messages are, too.
Charlie, I had a great time.
All
Charlie.
Women.
I had a great time, Charlie. Charlie, I had a great time.
Charlie, I'm pregnant.
Charlie.
Messages.
Hey, Charlie. Big John here. Tell him right on. What's wrong with these radio stations these days?
Okay.
Give me a call, Pat. 410.
Can you win?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bombed.
Absolutely. I was just tired.
See you later. What's the matter with these guys?
Just very, very tired.
Yeah, he might have been up there.
729-3146.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See you later. What's the matter with these guys?
Come on.
There he goes.
All right. There he is. Oh, God damn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Is it I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
The next person that calls and wants to do the secret sound happened to do something like wax their ass or something. It hurts when you do your legs. I can't even imagine your butt.
But you fantasized about it.
You mean the inside of a guy's butt?
No, on the butt, on the hair on his ass. Get rid of that.
An
if
ass
the guy
wax.
Has no hair on his head, do the hair on his butt.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
All right, tend to that child before you live out your private fantasy.
Lady Madonna, baby of your breast. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
We are doing great, thank you. I just held back a burp.
Oh, is that what it was? Did you just turn the microphone down for a minute?
Nope, I just turned my head away.
Why hold it back? You've burped on the air before, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Hi.
So what's going on, ma'am?
I had a suggestion for these guys who keep calling in, think they know the secret sound.
Yeah.
What's that?
How about a dominatrix?
A dominatrix. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody's getting in on the action.
Absolutely.
Now. Let's go to Buzz. We will go to Buzz now because we are just hours away from our 9 to 10 seconds on network television tonight.
Oh, what a thrill that's going
to
be.
On King and Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Buzz. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight?
Tonight, Jerry Lewis's stalker arrested again.
Really?
Yes.
All right, buddy, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
That's coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
That was very...
Professional Mom!
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
All right, you would have heard the music if the buttons weren't sticky.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's Cunny-rific, the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, hold on. Before we go to news, I got one more of these genii with a contest. Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Willing to do anything for a free guest at the Secret Sound. Listen, don't waste our news time here. Are you willing to come down tomorrow and have the words tattooed on your forehead, I am an idiot?
I can make it tomorrow evening. I could give you a one better than that.
What?
Well, I get Don and Mike tattooed across the cheeks of my butt.
No, that's not better.
No,
that's not better at all.
No.
Then let my wife
wife come down and give you a body shave?
No.
Sorry.
I am an idiot tattooed on your forehead.
I'm an idiot tattooed on my forehead.
Yes.
I can go for that. I know the sound. I know the sound.
Hold on. Rob, get his information, get his phone number, get his address.
And it should be spelled that way. I'm a idiot.
I'm a idiot.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. I like that.
I'm a idiot.
I'm an I apostrophe M a idiot.
Hold on, please. All right, we'll come back to him.
I'll do you one better. I'll put dynamite on my butt where nobody can see it.
Now, Buzz, let's go right to news.
All right, a guy who's already done hard time for stalking Jerry Lewis has been arrested again.
Hey.
He was picked up Friday in Wyoming after Lewis got a letter last month that said, "Dear Jerry, you're dead. Your friend, Gary Benson."
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave him alone. They're beautiful.
The 56-year-old was originally sentenced to probation, but wound up in prison after he continued to harass the king of comedy. It's Rupert Pupkin. A man who says he loves Linda Ronstadt's been arrested for stalking her before a concert in Sun City, Arizona.
There's an insanity defense. Yeah,
he should be arrested for stalking Linda Ronstadt, for being in love with Linda Ronstadt.
I saw Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was on The Late Show with David Letterman. It was... They sang a song that was just like... Yeah,
I saw that.
And I heard that, too.
It was horrible.
55-year-old Bernard Ortiz.
Don Geronimo on the sampler, on the part sampler. That was actually a better duet than Linda Ronstadt performed in. 55-year-old Bernard Ortiz had an outstanding warrant for stalking the singer out of her hometown of Tucson. Police say he used a fake name to buy tickets to the show. He's been sending cards and letters to her for years, according to USA Today. As police led him away, Ortiz told reporters, "I just wanted to be there for her, that's all."
You know, poor Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that she had those two cows on his show.
Right.
You know, even if that guy's funny as hell and he gets his edge back,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the lineup tonight. Let's say I'm up at 11:30.
Right.
Odds are I won't be, but let's say that I am. What will I watch? Gee, Tonight's Show with Jay Leno, Emilio Estevez, and Charlie Sheen.
Mm.
Late Show with David Letterman, Betty White.
Oh.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
I'm going to watch the Sheen boys.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's actually, you know, neither one of them would, you know, it's not like you got the real all-star guests on Leno. When was the last time Emilio Estevez was in a decent movie?
No, but you know, they're doing
you got that porn thing with Charlie Sheen, though.
They're doing the Showtime movie that's on tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Where it's called X-Rated, where, you know, Charlie Sheen, who's had all kinds of problems with drugs, goes back and plays a guy who's into drugs,
right.
And a guy who's into porn and stuff. And
is Emilio in the movie, or is he just directing
it? He directed it.
Right.
He directed it.
They're playing the guys, or he's playing the guy who made Behind the Green Door, and since Showtime is owned by Viacom, that puts it in our family. And
we all know that Jay's into porn.
Good.
Jay Leno, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I just love it. More porn, more porn. I want the money shot.
Robbie, which number here? The home number?
Home and home.
Home and number, okay.
This is the guy that thinks he knows the secret sound.
Yeah.
He's so confident that he has agreed to have tattooed on his forehead, "I'm a idiot."
Now, we're going to need a tattoo artist down here tomorrow.
That's right.
To the Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters. We have to read this guy the Riot Act, too, about backing out on this.
Yep.
We got his number. And his address.
We might have his number. He might not need to have the Riot Act read to him about backing out.
You've reached national.
Hold on, that's the business.
That's not the correct number. 1-540.
Let's find out exactly what's going on.
There is always a chance I have misdialed.
Okay. You're always so confident.
Hello.
Yep, here he is.
Okay, he's here.
This is Mike, right?
Yep, this is Mike.
All right, now, Mike, what time tomorrow would you be able to come down to our radio studio to get the words, "I'm a idiot," tattooed on your forehead?
It'd have to be late. What time does your show go off the air?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Right.
Be somewhere right, 5:30.
That would be fine.
5:30 sounds good.
2-hour drive, 2.5-hour drive.
Now, understand, if you were to back out of this, we have your address, we have your phone number. Holy hell to pay, but we are going to take you on your word that you are a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you know you have to do this.
Well, yeah, I got a feeling I know the sound.
Yeah, but I mean, I just want to make sure you understand that if you don't get it right, that you are going to come down here and have I'm an idiot tattooed on your forehead.
I got many tattoos. One more ain't going to hurt me.
On your forehead?
Not on my forehead.
All right, and the words specifically are, I'm a idiot. And
I'm an idiot.
And you know that will be tattooed on your forehead.
All right.
All right, then having said all of that, for $500 or having these words tattooed on your forehead during tomorrow's show, Godspeed. Oh, that was it. Hold on, I'll give you the whole build up here.
Caller, name this sound.
There you go. That's a sound. It would probably help you concentrate if you turned your radio down.
That is, it's sometimes...
Oh, yeah, wait. Okay, now, for $500 or the words, I'm a idiot, tattooed on your forehead, what is that sound?
It's some type of staple gun.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Oh, we're sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Then guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going to see you at 5:30.
I guess so.
Tomorrow.
I guess so.
Hold on, please.
All right.
Inspector Broyhill, pick up line 7, please.
Make sure he's legit. I feel shaky about it already.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a phone number, at least.
That's right.
Inspector Broyhill.
He was so sure.
God damn it. There he is. Hi, Charlie. Hi. Well, there goes our chief hound dog, Charlie Broyhill.
And he only guessed the one that's been guessed about 8 times.
Mm-hmm. So that means tomorrow we'll have not only a guy who's having half of his head shaved...
But we'll have a guy that's going to have I'm a idiot tattooed on his forehead.
Beautiful. Fuzz, hold on.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1330 KFH.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Helping you to understand comedy, Don and Mike.
And Buzz, trust me, I want to hear news, but I want to give you the update on this guy with the I'm a idiot being tattooed in his forehead.
I want to hear that.
He just hung up on Charlie Broyhill.
Do we have any confirmation whether the address is legit?
Don't know.
He might not even give a legit phone number or address. Well, the phone number
is
right.
Yeah, we do know the phone number is right.
Well, that's where he was.
It's a home number. So we can do that reverse thing on the internet where you put in a phone number, it gives you an address, and we see if it matches up with the address he gave us.
Right. He must pay.
And we're not beyond having somebody go and knocking on this guy's door.
Yeah, just find out what the deal is.
Just say, hey, dude, what's your problem?
You said it. We made it real clear to you.
Yeah. You seem to have no problem with the consequences.
I mean, we've got all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, we've got his work number. His home number? His address?
We'll find out if he's legit.
Everyone heard him agree to the consequences?
Just 5 minutes ago, he was on this show. All full of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now?
He's gone. Listen, I want to tell you something. What's his first name, Robbie?
Sven.
I can't remember. Charlie has it.
Well, listen. Even though I can't remember your first name either, I'm going to tell you something.
Just say you.
You. You will bear our wrath.
Right on.
You will bear our wrath. You will not go unpunished.
Absolutely.
We took your word as a gentleman.
We gave you something that is cherished among our listeners, a guess at the secret sound, something that is so unattainable for most people, and you, we just handed it to you.
And there you are now.
Cowering.
Laying by the telephone. Hands on your wiener. Scared to pick up the phone.
You.
Give me that guy's first name. You'll find out the first name.
Why, you?
Just call his work. See if anybody knows when he'll be in.
First name, I'm a last name, idiot.
All right, we'll find out.
Here. The guy hung up,
of course.
Okay. We'll find out where he is. And now, of course, he doesn't answer the phone that we called before.
Well, now I'm trying his work number. Mike. His name is Mike.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Hello?
It's a common name, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Okay.
Listen, we're calling about a guy who works in your business. First name is Mike.
Do
you have any Mikes that work there?
Go find the last name, Robbie. I'll tell it to her off the air.
It is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
All right, we'll tell you the last name out there, and you can tell us if he really works there. We just want to see if somebody was telling us the truth or lying to us.
Hold on.
Okay. All right, now Rob's
going to
tell us.
Robbie's going to give
name.
Her the last name,
mm-hmm. and we'll find out.
Nothing's easy on this show.
No.
Never.
Nothing at all. Never. You know, nobody knows anybody.
What?
She doesn't know if he works there or not. I know from our conversation that he works evenings.
He works evenings.
Doesn't know if he works there or not.
Where does he work?
Where does he work?
We were asking you if he worked at your place.
At your place.
But I guess you're saying you don't know if he works there?
No, I only work during the days except Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm. All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll find him. It's a quest.
I'll tell you what. I know he's listening. I'm going to give him 3 minutes to call in. Before I let his name go on the air.
Due to network difficulties, we cannot complete your call at this time.
Wait.
Why, I oughta.
Come on. 540. I'll give you 3 minutes to call in before we give your information out. I just let our band of vigilantes bring you to us.
Yeah, but do we know if that's legit information, though? Do we know that what if he was giving us, like, his next-door neighbor's information?
Well, we've got this phone number. What we should do is go on the Internet.
Yeah, we should check it out first.
And do the reverse thing on the phone number to find out what address comes up with the phone number to find out if that's the address that the guy gave us.
Excuse me, I mean, I thought from the very beginning that he might not have been giving us a legitimate name or address, and the phone number he gave us was just a phone number where he was.
Well, Charlie's going to have to go to the button is sticking again.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's going to have to go to that reverse website.
Charlie will sleuth him out,
yeah.
Sure.
Here you go. Robbie, have Charlie go to that site where you punch in someone's phone number and they come back and give you the address and see if that jives up with the address that he gave us. We'll just send somebody by to pick him up tomorrow.
Pick him up. We'll send a tattoo artist to pick him up.
To bring him in.
That's right. Bring him in. Reel him in.
You know. If you don't have your word, what are you worth?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Sorry, Buzz.
It's quite all right. The FBI has arrested the young man it believes to be responsible for last week's love bug computer virus attack.
Is it that guy that just called us?
I thought it was a girl.
Well, it may be. But they've arrested this young man. The virus affected about 1 in 5 of the world's computers. Now, with the help of investigators in the Philippines, the Bureau is also looking for the young man's girlfriend. There's talk now it was either her or one of her classmates at the college she attends.
I have heard something about her.
You have?
This little girl had knocker.
Which, that'll shave a few years off her sentence.
Sure. Oh, I also heard this.
She was a whore.
There you go.
There you go. Two clues.
Well, this guy is a bank employee, and he says he's innocent. In fact, it's his family who's now pointing the finger to the young man's girlfriend's friend. Police seized the young man's computer, nevertheless, and his telephone equipment there in Manila, but they have no laws for Internet crimes in the Philippines, so they're not sure what they would charge somebody with if they did catch them. There's no winner in the big game lottery on Friday, and today officials say the jackpot will be a record $325 million for tomorrow night's drawing.
What?
Maybe more than that. By the way, that's 19 times all the money they've given away on Millionaire combined.
How about that?
Oh, really?
Jack.
At this point, it's all about ticket sales.
What?
Between last Tuesday and this past Friday, $122 million worth of tickets were sold, $34 million worth in New Jersey alone.
Oh, really?
And your chances are still 1 in 76 million.
What?
That's a lot of money. That would make someone a really wealthy man.
Yes, it would.
Sure would.
There, you could buy a football team with that money.
You could buy a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy those wraparound old man sunglasses.
You could buy a lot of tweed hats.
You could buy a dog. Name it Coco or Squire or... What do they name the dog?
Coco.
Coco.
And you could buy a lot of newspapers to wash your windows on your limousine with vinegar.
You could buy the Chrysler building.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a lot of stuff if you had that much money.
It's truly amazing.
And a nice tight Speedo.
Yes, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
The last anyone saw of Mario, he was getting into a car at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. That was Saturday. The rest of his baseball team from Cuba is trying to carry on without him.
He's super.
The best guess is Mario is...
Super Mario.
...is defecting.
He's easy to spot. He's got a big mustache.
Red hair.
Overalls.
Big red hat, I mean.
His teammates say they don't know why Mario would leave since he had everything he needs in Cuba.
Every time those Cubans get close to him, he just jumps over a building.
He had a big donkey chasing him.
Had a big gigantic barrel.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Super Mario. Officials at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral are not happy about the press conference held by the city's first lady on Saturday. Donna Hanover finally broke the silence about her troubled marriage to Mayor Giuliani just outside the wake for Cardinal O'Connor.
Right. Oh, here's what she had to say.
Yes? So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
It's a bomb. It's cotton picking bomb.
Bomb.
She talked to reporters about the very good friend the mayor's been seen dining with lately. Quoting an official of the Archdiocese, you don't call a press conference at a wake. It's grossly inappropriate. It was very distasteful to make an appearance like that at the cathedral.
I bet he's just loving life right now.
The mayor?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. Here's what Mayor Giuliani had to say.
Yeah. Didn't have time. Found out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He doesn't sound all that upset.
No.
No, listen to him.
Keep grilling me. I definitely found it.
What he saw? What's he found?
Prostate cancer.
Oh, that's it.
The prostate cancer.
Okay.
Right.
I took the circuitous route, but I found it.
He did find
right.
it.
Right. Well, I didn't finger.
What does he feel about his wife having this press conference, though?
Oh, yeah.
No, come on. I know. But...
Come on.
Don't be silly.
Mayor Giuliani, what? Comment on your wife's press conference.
Oh,
well,
I know.
No, that's not funny. She's torpedoing you, Mr. Mayor.
Comment on your wife, Mr. Mayor.
He's the schoolyard bully.
Well, he? I don't know what he's talking about.
Come on. Talk about your wife. What's her name, Dorothy?
No, Donna.
Donna. Same thing. Donna, Dorothy.
Who cares?
So I guess he just doesn't care that his wife is giving out these press conferences.
What about the fact that she was going to be in the vagina monologue?
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
Ah, well, a compliment for the lady.
Thank you, Mayor Giuliani.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes he speaks in sentence fragments. It's tough to understand what he's saying. Mr. Mayor,
what could it be?
Can you just give us the lay of the land for your campaign, perhaps?
It's the lay of the land, my friend.
There you go. That's it.
In her meeting with reporters, Donna Hanover said she's been living through difficult days and preparing for decisions that have to be made. She said she plans to support her husband in his fight against prostate cancer because...
Well, those are quality guests.
Because, quote, this marriage and this man have been very precious to me.
Vippy chance.
There you go.
We will be right back, everybody.
You know.
I know, it's stuck again.
The goddamn sticky buttons.
They're sticky.
Really?
You mean the sophisticated materials used to repair it? The Windex didn't work?
Right. Hold on. There it is now.
They have Herculean appetite for the diverse and the bizarre. Don and Mike.
Here we are. There you go. The buttons sticking to the control board. Not generally a major problem to a radio show.
Not at all.
Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. Jesus H. F. Christ.
Oh, my.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. One of the first women to face trial for her part in Crush videos has pleaded no contest. Crush videos feature women, sometimes in high heels, sometimes bare feet, squashing the life out of small animals.
Yeah, baby.
They do this, yes, for the sexual gratification of the viewer. It's a small audience, but just big enough to keep the video makers in business.
We're growing.
I didn't know that was your fetish. That's interesting. Which animals do you like to... Animals? Which animals do you like to watch?
You name it, Mike.
Mice?
Yes.
Bugs?
Yes.
Horses? I don't know. I have no idea. Isn't it pretty much mice that they do, rodents?
Usually mice, yeah.
No big birds, though, like hawks or anything like that.
No, nothing like that.
Because that would be they'd be tough to catch and to get.
Hawks, nothing you've seen.
Hawks do love mice.
Yes, they do.
Stephanie. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
It's Carmy.
Carmy. I hope nobody ever steps on you, Carmy. Not even to get their nut. I hope nobody steps on Carmi.
That'd be a mess.
Carmi, the Viacom hawk.
Hey, the Viacom hawk. Yeah.
Go, Carmi. Go, Carmi. There he is.
Look at him. He's high above the studio.
And look, Carmi has a playmate. Look, the other one, Sumner.
Oh, wow. Oh, isn't that... They look so good together.
But look at... Sumner is smaller than Carmi is.
Yes. And
very soon, Carmi is going to peck Sumner to death.
And then Carmi's going to fly over to buy Microsoft.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
And Sumner is so much older than Carmi.
Carmi was actually, you know, carrying Sumner in his beak.
Very, very, very old hawk, Sumner is. Young, strong. Carmi, strong as bull.
Strong. Absolutely. Stephanie Loudermilk was charged with animal cruelty for pleading no contest. She gets 2 years probation, 300 hours community service, and some psychiatric counseling. She may need it. Officials say Stephanie made her crush videos just after her husband died. He died last year when he was crushed under the rear wheel of his own truck.
It's like eerie, Buzz.
It is. It's
weird. Here's what she had to say.
She's disturbed.
Get down, Mama.
Yeah.
All right.
What if Tony Soprano were gay? The New York Daily News says Soprano star James Gandolfini spending his downtime working...
I'm not sure I like what you're talking about.
Hi, Tony.
You think I'm gay?
You're spending your downtime working on a movie with Brad Pitt these days.
Yeah, nice shirt.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. In The Mexican... Pitt plays a reluctant bagman for the mob, and Julia Roberts is his dangerous girlfriend.
What?
I want to tell you something.
Yeah, what do you want to tell
me? This guy, Buzz Burbank,
what?
He told me before the show today.
No, what did he say?
Don't believe this.
You're a big fag.
He said what?
He said you're a big fag.
I didn't.
I'm not a big fag.
I didn't say that.
He's a fag. I'll tell you right now. You're all fags. I'll tell you right. I don't go da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
You know what else he said? What
did he say?
He still watches that screensaver of AJ.
Oh, that's out of line.
Put his shirt off.
What?
Out by the pool.
My screensaver?
Yes.
This guy?
Right.
Does your news?
Yeah.
Then he looks at my screensaver?
Yeah.
With AJ with his shirt off by the pool?
Yes.
He does?
He does.
He's dead.
It's not true.
You're going to go on a long boat ride.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, a long boat ride. You're not going to like it either.
Okay, Tom.
You get out there, take you far out of the ocean, we'll shoot you down inside the boat where the blood can get everywhere, which I still didn't like that hit.
That's true.
And then he said to me, Tony Soprano,
mm-hmm.
I stood the bung.
What?
He said you'd like it up the bunk.
That's it. I tell you right now, you're going for a long, long boat ride. We're going to go fishing. We'll go deep sea fishing, okay? We'll go deep sea fishing. Yeah, go fuck. Yeah, you won't be coming back. You won't be coming back.
In The Mexican, Gandolfini plays a gay guy who's having an affair with a postal worker.
Buenos dias. How are you? Yeah, it's nice to see you, senorita. I mean, excuse me, senor. Okay, gay Mexican, come on, what's that crap?
President Clinton's fighting to keep his license to practice law. That license has been challenged by political conservatives based on the president's testimony in the Monica Lewinsky case. In a legal brief filed with the Arkansas Supreme Court, the president argued that his testimony was, and I quote, not false as he defines that term.
Oh, there he goes again.
It's
just the same old crap. He'll keep his license.
Right.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you. Sorry for the time out here. Toe-tapping touch tones right there.
Right.
Time for a caller 100. I mean, we've got to end the show now. We have to rush home so we can... see ourselves for 9 to 11 seconds on King of Queens.
Go down and enjoy your 20 seconds.
Caller number 100 now. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
You guys are pathetic.
You're such a fag.
Thank you.
I'm a fag. What?
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Oh, we're running late on time, and we got to get out of here. I just need to mention,
yes,
that Eric Bickle has on the gayest Nike shoes I've ever seen. I love everything Nike.
It's nice. I think it's Nike's nursing home collection.
Today I have on, as a matter of fact, Nike socks, Nike shoes,
right.
Nike shorts, Nike t-shirt. I'm Nike'd all the way out.
Mm-hmm. You like those shoes, huh?
He has Eric's.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Eric's. They are the gayest Nikes I've ever seen. Not to mention the fact that he's wearing those gay-like tennis socks with them.
From where I sit, they are decidedly un-money.
They are. They're slippers.
He's coming in to defend himself.
They're Nike slippers.
God, seriously, what's wrong with 50s. What's wrong with them?
Everything about them. It's the color, for starters.
It's a casual summer look, right?
You know, that's Nike. Those are Nikes from the surf line.
No, it's actually from a soccer store, which I know doesn't help me in the argument.
No, Eric, they're queer. Look at the way they're shaped, too. They've got the rolls on them, and then it's the tan color. Look at this.
No, but see, here's the thing.
I tell you, they are big. You got some big canoes.
You've seen my toes, right? I can't wear, like, regular sandals because, look, I'll show you the toes.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see your toes. No, look, here are the toes. No, look, here, look. Look, here are the toes. Dom, please look. Look.
What about your toes?
Oh, my God, those are some ugly feet.
So I have to hide the toes.
Oh, jeez. Get them away.
So these
all right, I understand.
These are closed-toe sandals.
Those are gay.
I can't wear an open-toed sandal.
Those are the gayest shoes that Nike has ever made. They are like suede clogs.
Right. I think that
little
the gay factor...
over here now, too.
I think... I'll put my sock on. I think the gay factor's increased, though, because I'm wearing the gay sock.
Well, the sock, but also the color and the way they have those little puffy things. They look like something that ought to be worn by
Buzz.
Like some...
No. I mean, like... I don't mean that from the gay standpoint.
No, I understand, but...
You know, they're like Rockports. I mean, they're like old man shoes.
They're very comfortable. Why don't you try them on, Don?
Comfort, you know, it's obviously function over style.
I thought it was a stylish look.
Oh, it's very stylish.
Not to mention the fact that they match the sweater he has
today. They do. It's you got the whole... You know, you've had that kind of like pseudo-jock look working before, but that...
Today,
it's
failed
the shoes.
Miserably.
It's the shoes. Right,
those are gay Nikes, Eric.
Right. Enjoy. But you'll be comfortable. That's what counts.
From the new Eric Bickle fag Nike line. Hi, this is Phil Knight. We know that gay men enjoy Nike products as much as straights. That's why we've asked Eric Bickle to be our star for Fag Nike.
It's a show! There you go.
Whoosh. All right. I just had to break in with that. Sorry.
Yeah, you had to make mention of those shoes.
And they, not so much that they're gay, but they're like also old man.
Yeah, they're not shoes. They're just something. They're like a piece of material you put over your toes.
It's a clog style.
It's a clog
of a sneaker.
A soft clog.
Now, we in agreement mentioned not wear any kind of clogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I'm not. Now that little sandal that's like got the Velcro thing, that counts as like a sandal.
That is
thing.
A sandal.
Right. That's okay. But just nothing that you shove your foot into and there's nothing to cover up your heel.
You know,
right.
It's a slipper.
Right.
That's what Eric is wearing today.
He's wearing
it's
a slipper. Absolutely. Like Cannon. Like Cannon. Like William Conrad used to wear on Jake and the Fat Man.
But he's mine. He's a damn good investigator, and it's mine. I won't do the last season unless you let me wear slippers.
Sports, the Philadelphia 76ers play at Indiana tonight in the NBA playoffs with or without Allen Iverson. Iverson was thrown out of a Saturday game after bumping a ref. Utah Jazz forward Karl Malone didn't practice with his teammates today, but he's expected to play tomorrow night. Malone has a strained knee ligament, but it won't keep him out of tomorrow's second game in Utah's second-round playoff series against Portland. NASCAR is expanding its schedule to 36 races next year.
Yeehaw!
New tracks are being built in Joliet, Illinois, and Kansas City, Kansas.
All righty.
And finally, certain jobs you see stuff. Delivery men, pizzas, UPS, repairmen, they see stuff. Limo drivers see stuff. Mike Better says he's seen plenty in his 9 years as a toll booth operator on the New York Thruway. And he says it makes him wonder why naked people just don't use the exact change lanes. Mike works exit 24 near Albany. He says he cannot count the number of times people have driven by his booth without pants, sometimes without anything at all. He says he's seen people continue to have sex as they drove through the toll plaza.
Really?
In one case, he says a naked guy got out of the car to pee into a flower pot decorating the plaza. He says he thinks that guy might have been drinking.
Oh, boy, that feels good. Hey, you have a nice day now.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Maybe it was Don O'Brien.
Hey, he was sober.
That's it. We have got to go. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode called 100 Times. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm call 100.
Was that a question?
Yes, it was.
I am caller 100.
Nope, that was a question. Sorry. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
I'm calling number 100.
Yes.
Right on.
You've won the Pride Prize Pack. Don't miss the Pride Fighting Championship 2000 on pay-per-view this Saturday. Call Cox Communications 378-8888 to order. What's your name?
Matt Walton.
Where are you from, Matt?
Wichita, Kansas.
Matt, thank you for listening on KFH in Wichita. That's it. We got to go off to watch
our very brief appearance on King of Queens tonight.
Very excited about it.
We will, I'm sure, rant about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the guy who's coming down to get his head shaved, we'll find out what's up with the guy who wants to get I'm a idiot.
Right.
Tattooed on his forehead. And also tomorrow on the show, the King of Sweden.
Yeah.
All of that tomorrow. And we got to start trolling for strip trivia. Thank you and good night, bud.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, Sydney, please throw your beret in the air just like Sid, Tyler Moore. You
might have to make it. Yeah. There we are.
Come on.
We're okay. Right now.
You boys should go, both go buy some of those Nike clogs.
We could put them on each other's feet.
We're going to see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.